You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon.
Wow. Welcome to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. It's time now for the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show.
Welcome on in to Prince George's Stadium as the Bowie Bay Sox get set to continue their six-game set against the Altoona Curve. Game 5 of 6 here on a beautiful Saturday night at the ballpark. And on the back end of some history yesterday, the Bay Sox hoping for 2 wins on the bounce and try to take 3 games here in this set and salvage at least a split here at home against Altoona. Welcome in, everybody, to the DCA Imaging Systems pregame. Andre Magaro here, counting you down to first pitch between the Bay Sox and the Curve just inside of 20 minutes before we get underway from Prince George's Stadium. How about last night for the Bay Sox? It was an incredible effort, 12th no-hitter in franchise history, and the first here for the team in 2023. A combined effort after starter Chase McDermott went 5 strong innings. He was subdued by 4 walks, but he still would get the win at 3-2, but ultimately ran up McDermott's pitch count towards 90, and he was forced to hand the ball off to Nolan Hoffman, who delivered 2 perfect frames with 5 strikeouts before Easton Lucas took it the rest of the way for the Bay Sox for the combined no-hitter last night. It was a 4-0 win for Bowie, and that helped them propel them to 11 wins now on the season. Still bottom of the Southwest Division, but an opportunity for them to make up some ground in what is a crowded division race that they're trying to find their way back into here tonight. Offense was early for the Bay Sox. They didn't need a ton of it. It was one blast that ultimately gave them all the separation they needed. Billy Cook, another home run for him, and he has really shown the extra base pop, specifically here at Prince George's Stadium over the last few weeks. His 2-run shot got Bowie off and running early in this one in the bottom half of the second inning. And the Bay Sox added on 2 more in the bottom of the fourth, micromanaging a couple of runners across on a wild pitch and an RBI groundout that got the job done for Bowie in the 4-0 win. We'll take a look at the standings and how that affects the Southwest Division. Bowie still 8 back at 11-24. Harrisburg at 17-19, or just 2.5 back in fifth place. Altoona was able to tread water in fourth. The Curve are back a game under 500 at 17-18. They sit 2 back. Richmond, 1.5 games back at 500. And the Akron Rubber Ducks, 2 games over 500 and 19-17. Just sit 0.5 games back. Everybody's chasing down the Erie Seawolves, who have won 8 of their last 10. They're 20-17 on the season as it stands right now, leading the Southwest Division. Weather for tonight mentioned, it's a beautiful evening right now in Bowie, and we're crossing everything we got to hope it stays that way. Temperatures in the mid to high 70s and good humidity in the air as well. Winds about 7 miles per hour maxing out. Right now not too much wind going on, but when it's been blowing out, it's been towards left center field. Now there is an opportunity for some showers towards the later part of the evening, most likely as it looks right now and projects out between the 8 p.m. and 10 p.m. hour. It won't necessarily be the heaviest of storms as it stands right now, but we'll have to wait and see whether they come in or not as the night rolls on here at Prince George's Stadium. But an opportunity again for the Bay Sox to pick up 2 wins on the bounce. We'll take you through the starting lineups. First for the Altoona Curve, shortstop Leover Peguero is leading off as he has throughout most of the series. Lolo Sanchez batting second in center field. Henry Davis gets back-to-back starts out in right field. He'll bat third. Matt Gorski out in left field will hit fourth. Mason Martin comes back in after his grand slam 2 nights ago. Got the night off yesterday, but he's batting fifth and playing first base. Drew Maggi out at second base, batting sixth. Connor Scott, the DH, at seventh. Andres Alvarez at third base, bats eighth. And Dylan Shockley does the catching, batting ninth. It's a very similar lineup with the exception of Martin coming back in for the Curve from yesterday. And we'll see how right-hander Houston Roth faces them for Bowie. Roth has worked in and out of tandem so far this season for the Bay Sox. When he started, he hasn't been too bad, I should say. His 2 earned runs in 8 innings as a starter, but it meant just the 8 innings. You're trying to get him deeper into games. He hasn't gone deeper than 4 frames in an appearance yet this season. But when he's in the zone, opponents are only hitting 221 against him. The Achilles heel is the home runs, and particularly here at Prince George's Stadium, where the Bay Sox have allowed a lot of home runs. He's hoping to keep that total down and get effective in the zone against a Curve team that doesn't chase very often here tonight. Bay Sox lineup, Cesar Pareto leads off and plays second base. Kobe Mayo batting second, plays third. Essen Kerstad, the DH, will bat third. John Rhodes out in left field, bats cleanup. T.T. Bowens back in the lineup, hitting fifth. He's had a stellar start to AA. Dante Williams hits sixth and plays center field. Billy Cook off his home run last night, batting seventh out in right field. Randy Florentino does the catching. From the left side, he will bat eighth. Anthony Servideo, back-to-back lefties, rounded out for Bowie, batting ninth. Say so because There is an opener here for Altoona tonight. Braden Ogle, the left-hander, is getting the projected start. He's been used strictly as a reliever this season. No decisions to his name. An 8.25 ERA. Has yet to go through two innings in a contest this season. See how long he goes. Right-hander Justin Mice is supposed to take the bulk for Altoona, but a chance for Ogle working in a new role against this Bay Sox lineup that, again, has the likes of Prieto and Kerstad both batting lefty, and Kobe Mayo, who has struggled against lefties so far this season in that top three, so maybe an opportunity for him to try to get some early outs for Altoona. Bay Sox will be open. The bats stay hot, and the pitching staff stays hot as well, but boy, have the bats swung it well for Bowie in the last few games. One of them is T.T. Bowens back in the lineup tonight, and we had a chance to catch up with T.T. yesterday and talk about his big start at AA. And we'll have that for you when we come back on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold, WNAV.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Experience counts when buying or selling your home. That's why more Marylanders use the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland than ever before. With a hardworking staff of professionally trained agents and access to thousands of other buyers and sellers, the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland will help you find the right fit for your real estate needs. Find them at kwflagship.com or call 410-729-7700. Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland, the real estate company of choice.
Another patient-first difference? Patient First has consistently been voted best urgent care by readers of numerous publications across the Mid-Atlantic region. Putting the patient first is always our goal, 365 days a year. So we're thankful for the recognition. Learn about all the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
We're back here on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show with Bay Sox first baseman and outfielder T.T. Bowens joining us. T.T., we appreciate you taking the time. How are you doing?
Good, man. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So you're off to a scorching start so far in AA. Handful of games, six for your first 11. How are you seeing the ball right now? Because the plate approach looks great to all fields.
Yeah. Safe to say right now, I'm seeing it well. I've always worked on just seeing the ball, plate discipline. I've been in the org for 2.5 years now, and that's one of the biggest things they preach. So I feel like, you know, being a late start with my injury, I got to actually work hitting more while I was in Florida. So kind of just got to piece everything together. You know, I'm feeling good and just want to continue where I'm at.
Yeah, so take us through that process a little bit if you can, because a lot of fans don't understand. You know, they see a player go on the injured list and they don't understand that rehab process to come back, especially early in the season, because then you come back and everybody's already up to game speed. You're still trying to get going early in the season.
Yeah, the toughest thing was definitely just being used to playing in games, not only in games, but, you know, night games, fans, you know, high intense situations. So while I was rehabbing, I was at our facility in Florida, and, you know, we can get all the reps and everything we need there. They have everything we would ever need and want down there. The only thing you can't recreate is, you know, that game feeling of being on the field, under the lights, in front of fans, you know, games that matter, everything's on the line. So that's the one aspect of it that, you know, you have to kind of regain slowly. But at this point, you know, I've tried so hard in my career, you know, just to focus on, you know, one pitch at a time, no matter where I am, whether I'm in Florida, in the cage, in the game. And, you know, that's what I'm trying to do right now, and that's what I'm trying to continue to do the rest of the season.
You know, you've been in Bowie for a handful of games now. I know you're just getting your feet wet. What are your early takeaways here from coaching staff, team, and just atmosphere in general?
It's great. I mean, the staff's great. Thankfully, it's a bunch of guys that I've already worked with and been around with. Either in Florida or prior years, whether in Aberdeen or Delmarva. So it's a very, very close group, and a lot of guys that I'm very comfortable around. So that makes me and my fellow teammates very comfortable and willing to ask questions and, you know, kind of work on their game and not be afraid to talk to the coaches about anything.
And you talk about coming up through the system, had a heck of a year last year in Aberdeen and excited a lot of people to get to see you up here at AA this year. How did you see yourself challenged last season in Aberdeen, and where did you really see that growth from you coming into 2023?
You know, now that I have two full seasons under my belt, you know, it's I always look to work on, you know, what I struggled with the year prior. And the thing with baseball is there's always things to work on. It seems like, you know, you're always searching and you're always working on things. And the biggest thing, you know, is consistency and, you know, being the same player every day, every pitch, every at-bat, you know, not carrying over bad at-bats or bad games or bad days. And, you know, the longer I feel like I've played, the more I feel like I can turn the page and, you know, move on to that next pitch or not next at bat and, you know, not carry things over.
And you talk about making those adjustments as you go on. Is there anything specifically right now you're looking at as far as plate approach, swing, anything like that?
No, for me, it's be on time, you know, see the pitch, and I feel like that will put me in the best position to have success at the plate.
We're joined here by T.T. Bowens on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show. T.T., want to go back a little bit in time to the process of you joining the Orioles organization, because it was that 2020 year where the draft was shortened, and that made things unconventional for guys like yourselves who are big college hitters, but because it's only five rounds, it makes it a little trickier. So what was that uncertainty like for you, and then how did it go with getting the Orioles to reach out to you and those other phone calls that you're fielding at that time?
Yeah, it was a very confusing time. You know, baseball aside, just COVID in general, shutting down everything was a very weird time in general. So baseball at the time wasn't even my main thought process. You know, I was just making sure me and my loved ones were healthy and safe were definitely at the top of my concerns. And going into the draft and stuff, it obviously was very confusing. Even the orgs that I talked to didn't really know what was going on. And me being a smaller school guy, you know, I wasn't really projected in those top five rounds. And so kind of when they made it five rounds that last week, I knew my options would have been the free agency route. And I still looked at it as a great opportunity. You know, I was lucky enough to have the Orioles offer. And I knew a couple guys in the organization. I knew what their plans were, and I knew what they had coming forward. And I felt like that was the best opportunity for me to get in professional ball and not only help myself, help the org, and really just grow as a player and a person.
Now, you've talked about it a few times already, being in the org now for 2 years. You talked about what they value as far as plate approach and the things that they really value in hitters and position players. What have you learned most here from the organization? What's been your takeaway overall in your few years here?
You know, if you just consistently, you know, hunt good pitches, turn the page on bad pitches, you know, like not if you have one at bat, you know, where you chase two or three pitches, not carrying that into the next at bat or the next week. And, you know, you become that player that starts to expand more and trusting like the work that we do in the cages, on the field, and carrying that into every game. And, you know, not taking away the one or two mistakes, you know, you may have, you might chase, you might expand, and kind of stepping out when that does happen, refocusing and going back to what we focus on and what we train.
All right, just a couple more questions for you. Yep. What's one thing about T.T. Bowens that fans might not know that you want them to know?
You know, off the top of my head, I'm not too sure. I'm a pretty simple guy. You know, I'm at the field 90% of the time, so that takes up most of my time. Growing up, I was a hip-hop dancer. I don't have any moves to break out now, so that book has been closed and locked up and thrown away. So I guess that would be the only interesting thing I still have that people probably don't know about me.
Well, you know what? It's an audio piece, but we're not taking that answer that easily. We might have to have you look back in the past here at one of these times. But, hey, we appreciate it. One last thing for you. Where does the nickname T.T. come from? How did that originate?
So it was a nickname my sister gave me when I was a baby. And it just never went away. So my father's name is Terry as well. And so we didn't have two Terrys in the house. My sister couldn't say Terry, so she just said T.T. And it just never went away. And so everyone, my family and friends, just started calling me. And then by the time I was even old enough to know what was going on, everyone was just calling me T.T. So it stuck.
Well, hey, T.T., we appreciate you taking the time to sit down with us here today. And best of luck to you the rest of the way. And congrats on the sensational start.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
This is the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show. That was Bay Sox first baseman and outfielder T.T. Bowens. We come back, we'll get you set for first pitch of Bay Sox baseball on Capital Gold, WNAV.
Hey kids, the Bay Sox Futures Club is the best way to be a fan of the Bay Sox, and it's completely free for kids ages 3 through 12. Futures Club members get access to special members-only events, discount ticket offers, and free gifts for just signing up. Parents, head over to BaySox.com to sign up your kids, so don't miss out on all the promotions and giveaways at Prince George's Stadium this season and next. The Bay Sox Futures Club. Sign up now at BaySox.com.
Now, there's a radio show that gives you every perspective on home buying and selling. Keeping It Real Estate, sponsored by the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland, is 30 minutes of fact-filled real estate action, tailored to home buyers and sellers in Anne Arundel County. Get the latest from Jim, Dana, and Andy, plus special guests who know the market. Listen Saturday morning at 10 for Keeping It Real Estate on Capital Gold WNAV, 99.9 FM, 1430 AM, streaming worldwide at WNAV.com.
New employees are accidents waiting to happen. No, really, they are. A high percentage of workplace injuries happens the first year on the job. Chesapeake Employers Insurance wants to help you prevent those rookie mishaps. By providing new employees with the safety training they need, you'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your new employees home safely. Because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit CEIWC.com.
Well, it's a stellar Saturday at the ballpark for some baseball. Let's hope that the weather holds true here tonight as Bay Sox and the Altoona Curve get set to play their fifth of six games here at Prince George's Stadium. Mid-70s, sunshine out. The threat of precipitation does loom, but right now just partly cloudy skies and a sun-soaked field in front of us as the Bay Sox get set to try to win back-to-back games and salvage at least a split here this weekend. But they have an opportunity to pick up a series win. It'd be their first series win of the season at home. Take you through the starting lineups one more time. First for the Altoona Curve, Leover Peguero leads off and plays shortstop. Lolo Sanchez, the center fielder, bats second. Henry Davis out in right field, hits third. Matt Gorski, the left fielder, bats fourth in the cleanup spot. Mason Martin back in the lineup playing first base and hitting fifth. One of just two lefties in the lineup tonight for Altoona. Drew Maggi out at second base, bats sixth. Connor Scott, the other lefty, is the DH, hitting seventh. Andres Alvarez at third base, bats eighth. Dylan Shockley does the catching, batting ninth. They go against Houston Roth, right-hander for the Bay Sox, making his third start of the season. Seventh appearance overall, 0-1 with a 5.82 ERA. Been good in his starts, has not pitched beyond four innings, though, yet in any individual appearance. He'll be hoping to be stretched out a little more tonight. Your Bowie lineup as it stands right now, Cesar Prieto leads off, batting from the left side, playing second base. Kobe Mayo flips back over to the right, hitting second at third base. Esten Kerstad, the DH, batting third. John Rhodes, first of two straight righties, batting fourth out in left field. T.T. Bowens hitting fifth right now, and this is fourth double-A game at first base from the right side. Dante Williams, the lefty, plays in center field and bats sixth. Billy Cook plays right field, batting seventh. And back-to-back lefties, Randy Florentino doing the catching. Anthony Servideo at shortstop, rounding it out for Bowie. Against Braden Ogle, the opener for Altoona tonight. No decisions to his name yet. An 8.25 ERA so far this season. Been a lot of appearances for Ogle, 11 of them overall, but only has 12 innings under his belt. He has not gone super deep into his performances so far this season, yet to pitch beyond an inning and two-thirds. He's expected to open, maybe go two, maybe a little bit more for Altoona tonight, but then Justin Mice is set to take over as well afterwards and eat up those bulk innings for Altoona. But it's an opportunity for the Curve to try to get some early outs and try to get some momentum back after Bowie's no-hitter yesterday in the 4-0 victory. Bay Sox 11-24 on the season. They sit towards the bottom of the Southwest Division. The Curve are 17-18 in fourth place, and it's a crowded Southwest Division standings. Bowie is in sixth. They are eight games back. Harrisburg, 2.5 back in fifth at 17-19. Altoona, just a game behind 500, as we said, two games back. Richmond, 18-18 on the season. They are a game and a half back. Akron, a half game back at 19-17 in second. Erie leads the way at 20-17 in the season. The Seawolves, everybody trying to track them down towards the top of the division standings. An opportunity for Bowie again to pick up two wins in a row for the first time since the opening two games of the season. The Bay Sox, when bouncing back from a win, that's been the issue for them so far this season. Just 1-9 in such situations, and the average just 2.8 runs per game. The offensive consistency is something Bowie's been trying to work on, and they will be hoping that they can get that done tonight, particularly against Ogle with his high walk numbers, to try to get the damage going early for Bowie in this one. Opportunity for Houston Roth as well to work deeper into his start. As the Bay Sox continue to take the field here at Prince George's Stadium, they're looking for a win on the bounce, and they're looking for their third win of the week. We'll step aside, and we come back. Matt Sabatis has the call for you. The first pitch of Bay Sox baseball on Capital Gold. WNAV.
If you have an appetite for saving money, then you should get the new ROFO Rewards app from Royal Farms. Use the ROFO Rewards app to place mobile orders for pickup or delivery and earn royalty points to redeem for free stuff. And right now, new ROFO Rewards members will get a free any size coffee for signing up. You can download the new ROFO Rewards app at the Apple App Store or Google Play today. You'll find it's a very app-ealing app to have. Real fresh, real fast, Royal Farms.
You're listening to the Wolfman, Jack.
I tell you, when I was a little kid, you know, I was brought up listening to Alan Freed.
Wolfman Jack!
When I was just getting started, you know, the hip thing was to say, what's happening, Jack, you know? Hey, Jack, what's going on? You know, so that was the hip slang, you know? So being a horror classic freak like I am, I chose the Wolfman because it was a very animal-sounding name, and the name Jack because of the hip slang, you know, what's happening, Jack? Because Jack always knew what was happening. You understand what I mean?
The Wolfman Jack Show.
Listen to classic Wolfman Jack, Saturday night at 7 on Capital Gold WNAV.
Most people don't know what a steam fitter is. More importantly, what we do and how much it impacts you. Just take a moment to think about what your world would look like if you didn't have the ability to generate electricity, to have heating or air conditioning, microchip production, internet service, web-based storage, cellular service, and frozen or refrigerated produce. Could you imagine? And these are just some of the things that we impact. Please visit steamfitters-602.org and let's talk about how we can bring value to you.
It's time for Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold WNAV. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Patient First, Chesapeake Employers Insurance, DCA Imaging System, On the Green, and Royal Farms. Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on WNAV is also brought to you by Pest Now, Steam Fitters Local 602, Plumbers Local 5, Smile Doctors, and Macaroni Kid. Also brought to you by Trinity Chimney Service, Luminous Health, Wyndham, Founder Legal Services, and Bally's. Now let's go out to the field. It's Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold WNAV.
We're ready to go from Prince George's Stadium. It's game five of this six-game series between the Altoona Curve and your Bowie Bay Sox. Thank you so much for stopping by, as always. Alongside Andre Magaro, I'm Matt Sabatis with you from Bowie, Maryland. And as Houston Roth warms in the mound for the Bay Sox, the starting lineup for the Altoona Curve that he'll face looks like this. Leading off at shortstop, it's Leover Peguero, followed by Lolo Sanchez in center field batting second. Henry Davis is in right field batting third. Matt Gorski in left field cleans up. Mason Martin is at first base batting fifth. Drew Maggi at second base bats sixth. Connor Scott is the designated hitter batting seventh. Andres Alvarez at third base bats eighth. And Dylan Shockley is the catcher batting ninth. The Curve are the AA affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates. They're managed by Calix Crabb, assisted by Cale Johnson, John Nunley, Blake Butler, and Gary Green. Altoona is 17-18 on the season, a one-game losing streak, 4-6 over their last 10, 11-10 when playing on the road. Again, that Altoona lineup features Leover Peguero, Lolo Sanchez, Henry Davis, Matt Gorski, Mason Martin, Drew Maggi, Connor Scott, Andres Alvarez, Dylan Shockley, all to face off against Houston Roth on the mound. Prince George's Stadium in Bowie, 309 feet down the line to both left field and right field, 405 feet to straightaway center field, with wind pushing out to dead center, coming in at around 7 miles an hour as the right-hander Peguero digs in, 260 average, 737 OPS in 32 games. First pitch in, and it's a fastball called for strike in the lower outside corner, and we're underway at 6:39 p.m. on a 78-degree, mostly sunny day here in Bowie, Maryland. As the 0-1 pitch is swung on and missed, slider down and away, and it's suddenly nothing in 2-1 Peguero, who's got 12 doubles, no triples, 2 homers, 16 runs batted in this season. As Roth moves quickly, fires the 0-2, and it bounces in. Count goes to 1-2 now. It is a fun day at the ballpark, coming off of a historic day, more so than anything, for the Bowie Bay Sox. We'll talk about that in a moment, as the 1-2 pitch from Roth is smoked into deep left center field. Williams sprints back, looks up, and it's gone. So, a day after the Bay Sox had thrown a no-hitter, the 12th in franchise history, Houston Roth gives up a leadoff home run. It's 1-0 Altoona. That is already the 7th home run that Roth has given up this season for Bowie. That's brought him within the top 5 for most allowed in the Eastern League this year, as Peguero hits his 3rd, and the curve jump out to the early lead. Lolo Sanchez the batter now. The first pitch to him misses up and in. It's 1-0. That's the second time this season that an opposing batter has hit a leadoff home run. Ismael Mungaya did it for Richmond 2 weeks ago. 1-0 pitch. Called a ball just a bit high, and the count goes to 2 and no strikes. 191 average for Sanchez, a 631 OPS in 27 games, as the next offering is crushed on a line deep to left field. Rhodes looks up, and it's off the warning track. Rhodes thought it was getting out, but it's going to go in for a double anyway, as Sanchez was thinking 2 and nothing more. Roth getting beaten up out of the gate here for Bowie, as he's given up 2 extra base hits on what's just been 6 pitches, if I'm counting right. We have to load up the game tracker. And now here's Henry Davis. He's top 3 in the Altoona lineup. Have done some damage against the Bay Sox this season. Davis has been the chief among them. First pitch nearly takes him his waist. It's 1-0 to start. So far for Roth, 8 pitches. 4 of them have gone for strikes. Of the 4, 2 of them have been base hits. The solo home run for Leover Peguero, and now the double for Sanchez. As Roth steps off the back of the rubber, Sanchez slides back into second base, but there's no throw. No one was at the bag. As the 1-0 is called strike, lower outside corner, it's 1-1. Runner at second, still no one out here in the top of the first, as Altoona takes the 1-0 advantage. Next pitch, called strike in the outside half. It's 1-2 now. As Roth is looking for a bounce back, the Bay Sox will have to try and score offensively against an opener for Altoona today. We'll talk about Braden Ogle in the next half inning. But Roth just looking for his first out here. The 1-2 to Davis. Down and away. Runs the count to 2-2. As Roth works out of the stretch, holds ball and glove up against the chest, and brings his throwing hand into the mitt. Fires the 2-2. Swing and just a piece. Falls off of the mitt of the catcher onto the ground. And the count stays. As this is already extending into a lengthy inning for Houston Roth. This will be the 13th pitch as he still pines for his first out. 2-2 to Davis. Bounced off of home plate again. Count stays. 9 home runs for Davis. 3 of them have come against the Bay Sox. He's hitting .333 against Bowie. This is an Altoona team that is very picky with their swing decisions. Davis has been chief among them. 24 strikeouts, 24 walks. Runner at second, still none out. Another 2-2 is swung on and missed for strike 3. Finally got him with a curveball inside. And that's the first out. Thanks to Houston Roth's punch out. Let's tell you about the defense. Left to right in the outfield, you've got John Rhodes, Dante Williams, Billy Cook. Kobe Mayo is at third. Anthony Servideo is at short. Cesar Prieto is at second. T.T. Bowens is at first. And Randy Florentino catches behind the plate for Houston Roth in the mound. Matt Gorski's into the box. My eyes went to Gorski when they should have gone further down the scorecard to Houston Roth. First pitch, Gorski reaches for it and pushes it short. That'll hold the runner as it's picked by Anthony Servideo. He throws to first, and suddenly there's two gone. Umpiring crew for today's game sees Tyler Whitty at third, Austin Snow at first, Ethan Gorsak calling the balls and strikes behind home plate. Here's Mason Martin, 184 average for Martin, 867 OPS. 23 games with 5 doubles, no triples, 6 homers, 14 runs batted in. Infield shades onto the pull side for the left-handed hitter. Altoona only brings 2 lefties into the lineup today out of the 3 on their roster. First pitch in, and Martin watches it miss outside, 1-0 to start. Houston Roth, 6'3", 220-pound right-hander, drafted in 2019 out of the University of Mississippi. On the season, he's gone 0-1, as the next pitch is swung on and missed down a curveball. One ball and one strike. ⅔ innings for Roth in 6 games, 2 starts. Opponent sitting him at a .221 clip. He struck out only 18 and walked 11. And he'd already let up his 7th home run of the season on just the 3rd pitch of the game. As Lolo Sanchez still stands at second base. After the leadoff home run by Leover Peguero, Sanchez had doubled over the left fielder's head. Roth comes set with ball and glove at the waist. 1-1. This is down and away. And the count goes to 2 balls and 1 strike. Here's the 2-1. Off speed, misses down and inside, and it's 3 balls and 1 strike. Ah, look, you can't expect a no-hitter every day you come to the ballpark. It's just unfortunate that Altoona had broken the no-hitter and the scoreless streak as quickly as they did. But all this is telling me is that we might be in store for another wild game here at Prince George's Stadium as the 3-1 misses down and in, a 2-out walk from Houston Roth, as this inning has extended him to 20 pitches. Bay Sox trail 10-0 two nights ago, came all the way back to lose by just 2, 13-11. They had tying run on base in the 9th inning of that contest too, but just fell short. Here's Drew Maggi, first and second with 2 outs. First pitch, and he watches down and away, 1-0 to start, 21 pitches for Roth, only 11 of them finding the strike zone. 178 average for Maggi, a .460 OPS in 19 games. 3 doubles, no triples, no homers. 6 runs batted in. 1-0 is swung on and missed outside. It's 1-1. Roth has been flip-flopping in starting and relief appearances. 2 relief outings to start the year, then started against Richmond, relieved against Erie, started against Harrisburg, and then relieved against Harrisburg. He was the Tuesday-Sunday pitcher in that series. As the 1-1 pitch is swung on and just ticked, falls off of the mid of the catcher. The umpire thought that was strike 3. That was only strike 2. He was starting to run up the line, thinking that it was potentially a drop third strike. But it runs the count to 1-2. Roth is coming off of 3 innings, 4 runs in relief of Carlos Tavera last week that saw him allow a grand slam. The 1-2 pitch. High bouncer up the middle and a tough play. Servideo is able to glove it. He's going to throw home as the runner tries to round from third. In comes the tag, but it's late. Too far up the line. And a throw to third to try and get the runner moving from second to third on the back end, but it's too late as well. Now Tuna takes a 2-0 lead. Anthony Servideo made that an excellent play, but I think his eyes went to first base initially, and while in theory, that's not really the wrong move, but in practice, that cost him precious seconds and allowed Lolo Sanchez to round third and come in to score what's going to be ruled the 3rd hit of the game for Altoona as Maggi reaches on a infield single. Does he get an RBI for that? As Forrest Herman is going to come out and chat, I don't think he would. Simply because Sanchez had come rounding third after the play had already been made and the throw had came high. We'll just have to wait and see.
They're giving him an RBI in the game day.
Then call it an RBI. So, 7th of the season for Maggi. And it leads to a mound visit from Forrest Herman. As Martin goes to third, of course, Maggi is at first. This is becoming a tough inning for Houston Roth, who's had a handful of these this season, as he's at 24 pitches. Got two quick outs after the home run and double to open the frame, but then walked Mason Martin on five pitches, and then this infield single to Drew Maggi has put them at the corners for Connor Scott, seventh batter of the frame to come up for Altoona, the only other left-hander among the starting nine. 161 average for Scott, first pitch, and he pops it up left side. Servideo running out and makes the catch in shallow left field. Two-run frame for the curve. Get started by a solo home run by Leover Peguero. Bottom of the first coming up, Altoona 2, Bowie set to bat on Capitol Cold, WNAV.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
Well, a two-run first inning for the Altoona Curve. The Bowie Bay Sox will try to match that, maybe do some more as we move to the bottom of the first. Alongside Andre Magaro, I'm Matt Sabatis with you from Prince George's Stadium. With Braden Ogle warming on the mound for Altoona, the starting lineup for the Bay Sox that he'll face looks like this. Leading off at second base, you've got Cesar Pareto, followed by Kobe Mayo at third base, batting second. Heston Kerstad is the DH, batting third. John Rhodes in left field cleans up. T.T. Bowens is at first base, batting fifth. Dante Williams in center field bats sixth. Billy Cook is in right field batting 7th, Randy Florentino is the catcher batting 8th, and Anthony Servideo is at shortstop batting 9th. The Bay Sox are the AA affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles. They're managed by Kyle Moore, assisted by Sherman Johnson, Forrest Erman, Tim DeJohn, Ryan Gohl, and Sam Sauer. Elise Kramer is the athletic trainer. Bowie is 11-24 on the season, a one-game winning streak, 3-7 over the last 10, 7-14 at home. And again, the Bowie lineup features Prieto, Mayo, Kerstad, Rhodes, Bowens, Williams, Cook, Florentino, Servideo, all to face off against Braden Ogle on the mound. As the left-hander Prieto digs in, a 387 average, a 984 OPS in 34 games, 9 doubles, 1 triple, 4 homers, 17 runs batted in. Picked up a big grand slam 2 nights ago that really made it a ball game for Bowie after they had trailed 10-0. But it's lefty on lefty to start with Ogle. As he kicks and fires the first, and it nearly takes out Prieto's head. He has to kneel down and get out of the way of it. Not the best of starts for Braden Ogle there. Hopefully the Bay Sox can maybe capitalize on something like that. As it's 1-0 to open. Long blonde hair flowing out of the back of the cap there for Ogle as he gathers that front foot a few times and fires the 1-0 where it's fouled off into the netting left side. Count goes even at a ball and a strike on Prieto. It's an opener for Altoona today. We'll give you the run-through on Braden Ogle, of course. But expect to see Justin Mice for a majority of the contest. He'll take the bulk innings. As the 1-1 is grounded to the right side and through a small gap into right field for a base hit. Cesar Pareto is the contact machine. Five-game hit streak for Cesar. He just can't be stopped as he extends his league-leading hit total to 54. Kobe Mayo the batter now as the Bay Sox get leadoff runner on. Both teams with a base hit to open the inning. Of course, Cesar's more of a trademark single than Leover Peguero's solo home run to open. But now here's Kobe Mayo. First pitch into the right-hander, and he swings and misses. Fastball up and away. It's nothing and one to start. Mayo a 261 average, 857 OPS in 34 games. 10 doubles, 1 triple, 4 homers, 13 runs batted in this year. As the 0-1 pitch. This is down and inside. Count goes even at 1 ball and 1 strike. You know, there's always a lot of fun to be had with some of the numbers that I keep tabs on over the course of a season. And one that I haven't really used too much, especially since there's such little sample sizes, is day of the week. 1-1. And Mayo fouls it off third base side, 1-2. Kobe Mayo hits well on Saturdays. He must be a weekend warrior. Hits 300 here on the sixth day of the week. And I've got that on hand. That's the thing.
Why? What do you have? You've got a pun growing, don't you?
No, I don't have anything right now. We'll save it for later.
I was going to say, you look like you had a light bulb flash above your head with something to say. As the 1-2 pitch is lifted high to left field, but this one's going foul. Gorski is going to run on it, but it'll get out of play. Touches down on the berm, and the count stays at a ball and two strikes. Heavy clouds are moving into our vicinity now. It's darkening the skies above. You can tell it if you're watching on the MILB.TV feed where that high home camera is really starting to lower its color temperature. We're expecting to get rained on at some point today, the severity and the length of which is still a bit to be determined. 1-2, grounded to short, and a great diving grab by Leover Peguero. Turns and throws to short, picked by Maggi, sent to first, but late. Martin got there, but the dive took away the opportunity to turn two, but still made the opportunity to turn one. It was a stellar play by Leover Peguero on a 6-4 fielder's choice. Let's tell you about the rest of the defense. Left to right in the outfield, you've got Maskorski, Lolo Sanchez, Henry Davis. Andres Alvarez is at third base. Leover Peguero, of course, at short. Drew Maggi at second. Mason Martin at first. Dylan Shockley catching behind the plate for Braden Ogle on the mound. As Heston Kerstad digs in, runner at first, now one out. 310 average for Kerstad, 1019 OPS. First pitch in, and the lefty bounces it to first. Good scoop by Martin. He's going to try to second. Gets it to Peguero. The throw back to first is late and scoots by slightly. Kerstad is not going to try for second base, however, as it's kept in play. That's the second consecutive fielder's choice as Mayo is taken out on a 3-6 this time. So Kerstad replaces Mayo, who replaced Prieto. Now there's two outs for John Rhodes. Bay Sox in their home white jerseys today as Kyle Moore is coming down to ask about something. White pants, white cap for Bowie with the black cursive Bay Sox on the front side of the jersey. Altoona in their road maroons today, gray pants, black cap with the Keystone A logo on the front side. Cursive Altoona on the front of the jersey. John Rhodes hitting .217 this season, a .623 OPS in 23 games. Four doubles, a triple, one homer, 16 runs batted in. Lefty on righty as Ogle holds set, sends in the first. Rhodes watches fastball called for strike, lower outside corner. That's the nothing in one start. As Bowie trails 2-0 here in the bottom of the first. Braden Ogle, 6'2", 215-pound, 25-year-old lefty from Jupiter, Florida, traded over from Philadelphia last season. Fires the 0-1, and it misses down and inside. One ball and one strike on Rhodes. On the season for Altoona, Ogle is 0-0 with an 8.25 ERA in 11 relief appearances. This is his first start. And again, it's more of an opener. Don't expect to see him in the fourth inning. 1-1 pitch. Rhodes watches it miss down. It splits the wicket slightly, but Shockley was quick to pounce. Kerstad probably didn't realize how far it was getting away based on the obstruction of the catcher and the umpire. He did not go for second base. Probably would have been close even if he had, so we'll just call it a straight ball, run it to 2-1. 16 strikeouts in 12 innings for Ogle this season. He's walked 14 batters and allowed four home runs. Opponents hitting him at a .239 clip. The 2-1 pitch to Rhodes. Misses down and in, it's 3-1. Of course, we're still basking in the glow of history last night as the Bay Sox collected their 12th no-hitter in franchise history, the fifth nine-inning no-hitter in the team's history. Spearheaded by Chase McDermott's five frames and followed by Nolan Hoffman and Easton Lucas, each pitching in two perfect as the 3-1 is down and in on Rhodes for ball four. So a two-out walk, similar to the top of the first inning. Here in the bottom of the first, the Bay Sox have tying run on base with Heston Kerstad moving into scoring position for T.T. Bowens to bat. Bowens hitting 6-4-11 so far with Bowie. Two doubles, a homer, three runs batted in. First pitch into the right-hander, and he lifted in the air out to right. Henry Davis doesn't move too far. Now about five steps to his left, he nearly overran the ball, but makes the catch.
The inning is over. Bowie gets a handful of batters on base, including a leadoff single by Cesar Prieto, but they come up empty. Second inning coming up. Bowie trails 2-0 on Capital Gold, WNAV.
Another exciting weekend of affordable family fun at Prince George's Stadium with the Bowie Bay Sox. It's 90s night on Friday, June 2nd. The first 750 fans get a free Bay Sox fanny pack. Feel the force within you on Saturday with Star Wars Night featuring post-game fireworks. And our big hitter bobblehead on Sunday, Gunnar Henderson, for the first 750 fans. Get your tickets now by calling 301-805-6000 or anytime online at baysox.com. The Bowie Bay Sox. Let us be your nine-inning vacation.
Today's music ain't got the same soul.
Hello, I'm Wink Martindale, inviting you to join me as we explore the history of rock and roll. Each episode showcases another facet of rock and pop history and comes complete with the stories behind your favorite songs and stars, plus comments from the stars themselves. Now, just when can you hear the history of rock and roll?
Every Sunday afternoon at 1 on Capital Gold WNEV.
Another patient-first difference? On-site x-ray departments and government-certified labs. They're fully staffed by radiologic technologists and lab professionals every day of the year. These services help our staff more accurately diagnose injuries like broken bones and illnesses like pneumonia. Learn about all of the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
Once again, welcome to Prince George's Stadium as we continue with a little bit of Bay Sox baseball. Bowie trailing 2-0. Houston Roth needed 25 pitches for the first inning. He'll look for a much cleaner frame. I mentioned it on our social media pregame show that efficiency and pretty much just efficiency was going to be the biggest key for Houston Roth in this one. And let's just hope that first inning is, of course, an outlier. As 8-9-1 are set to bat for Altoona here in this frame, starting with Andres Alvarez, a 180 average and a 541 OPS so far this season. 32 games, 5 doubles, no triples, 2 homers, 11 runs batted in. Wynn whipping up hard now out toward left center, first pitch. And it's a fastball called for strike in the upper outside corner. Count opens up at 0-1. Again, we're expecting rain. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. With the wall that's approaching us, that's fortunately thin. The 0-1 pitch is fouled off. High fastball goes back to the screen, and it's 0-2. Altoona is already getting a right-hander up and moving in their bullpen. That's the bulk pitcher, Justin Mice. 0-2 pitch. Slider down and away, and the count goes to a ball and two strikes. Bay Sox might have missed out on their first opportunity, potentially even their only opportunity to pounce on Braden Ogle. Came in with an ERA north of 8, but was able to work through the first inning across plenty of contact, also a two-out walk. And it looks like Mice will take the rest of the way. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss for strike 3. Got him with an off-speed, just a bit outside. Second strikeout for Houston Roth, and there's one gone here to start the second inning. Oh, here's Dylan Shockley. First pitch into the right-hander, and it's a fastball, misses high, 1-0 to start. 167 average for Shockley this season. OPS at an even 500 in 15 games, no extra base hits. He's got 3 runs batted in. As the 1-0 is a breaking ball, well too far outside. Roth is going to kick around a little bit of dirt where he plants his foot on the way through his delivery. 2 balls and no strikes. Now the 2-0. Fastball up and in, 3-0 out of the gate here to Shockley with bases empty, 1 out, but we down 2-0 in the top of the second inning. 3-0 misses high, a 4-pitch walk. So second walk given up by Roth, already the 13th from him this season.
The shortstop number 10, Leover Peguero.
In just a little over 22 innings. And the top of the lineup now for Leover Peguero, who took the third pitch of the game deep to left field for a solo home run. First pitch, and Piguero cracks the next one into deep center field. He might have another. Williams runs back, warning track, leaps at the wall. It's off the top of the wall and bounces over. Two-home run game for Leover Piguero. Took him four total pitches to make it 4-0 Altoona. Second homer allowed by Roth today, of course. Second multi-home run game from Roth this season. He's allowed 8 on the year.
The center fielder, number 19, Lolo Sanchez.
Not much more to say for that one. He's got a bite back, I suppose, but Bowie is getting into a quick hole. As Lolo Sanchez bats, first pitch to him, is up near the breast, and it's 1-0 to start. As the next is driven high out toward deep right center field. Williams running back, curling around in front of the 405 side, makes the catch. A lot of hard contact in this half inning for Altoona batters, but that turns into the second out of the frame as Henry Davis bats. Davis struck out swinging back in the first inning. He was the first out of the game after Roth had allowed home run and double to open the contest. And we're waiting on something. Pitch clock had been running that entire time, but the home plate umpire is not set. I'm not sure what the delay actually was. But Bowie trails 4-0 here in the second. First pitch is lifted in the air, up the first baseline, foul. Bowens is jogging for it, but it's going to get out of play, and the count starts out at nothing and one on Davis. Here's the 0-1, down and in. And it's one ball and one strike. Next offering, and it's fouled off of home plate. 1-2 here with bases empty, two outs. One, two, down and in, and it's 2-2 on Davis. Roth already up to 40 pitches. Said it earlier, he's not moved past four innings in any of his appearances. Today is probably going to be no different. As the 2-2 is outside, runs the count full. With the payoff on its way. Down low, two out walk. Already third of the game for Houston Roth. Well, you know, during yesterday's game, Chase McDermott was having a little bit of a tough time locating. He did walk four batters. Two in the first inning, two in the fourth inning. That was it. But he was working a lot of contact high in the zone, pitches high, that made it very easy to get pop-ups and get out of frames. But that's not really what's been happening here with Roth. His pitches have been sitting mid-range, a little bit lower, and easy enough for hard contact, and when they've not, they've just been missing the zone mostly. So now two walks here in the second, three overall. Matt Gorski will bat. Justin Mize has sat down over in the Altoona bullpen. The first pitch to Gorski is swung on and missed up and away. Nothing and one to start. Gorski grounded out to short back in the first. Really, all this is doing, this lengthy first two innings from Houston Roth, is just drawing us closer to the impending rain. 0-1 pitch, foul off over the netting right side. Call it nothing and two already. O2 misses down.
One ball and two strikes. 45 pitches for Roth so far. His season high is 74. So he's already well over halfway to that point. Mize had gotten back up in the bullpen for Altoona. Maybe a couple of more tosses if they expect this inning to extend even more. Runner at first, two away. Pickoff throw to first. Davis was literally one step off of the bag. As Roth sets. A 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss for strike three. Inning is over, but the second home run in as many innings for Leover Peguero makes it a 4-0 Altoona lead. We're on to the bottom of the second on Capital Gold, WNAV.
What will your company save when a workplace injury never happens? When workdays are never missed? Chesapeake Employers Insurance knows, which is why we help employers protect their employees with workplace safety assessments and training. By preventing accidents, you'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your employees home safely. Because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit ceiwc.com.
Are you a sailor, powerboater, angler, or kayaker? Or do you just like puttering around on your boat? No matter how you enjoy boats and boating, join Captain Rick and Captain Scott on Saturday mornings at 9 for the WNAV Boat Show, brought to you by Boat US, the country's largest association of recreational boaters. You'll hear interesting guests, up-to-date fishing reports, and good talk about boating. It's the WNAV Boat Show, Saturday mornings at 9 on Capital Gold WNAV.
It takes time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from the lush mountain regions of Colombia and Brazil to Royal Farms. But less than a minute to get yourself a delicious hot cup of the finest and freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms' new Swiss-made coffee machines grind those rich, flavorful coffee beans and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms makes the freshest and best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
Well, the anticipated pitching change for Altoona comes after just one inning. Justin Mize takes over. Bulk pitcher for this one following the opener, Braden Ogle, as the Bay Sox trail now 4-0 here at Prince George's Stadium. Of course, it's a no decision for Ogle with Dante Williams leading off here in the bottom of the second. First pitch is fouled back to the screen. It's nothing and one to start. It'll be Williams, Billy Cook, and then Randy Florentino to bat if any of them reach Anthony Servideo. Williams hitting 132 this season with a 448 OPS in 28 games. Four doubles, a triple, no homers. Next pitch. And he pops it foul out of play, left side. Already nothing in two. Clouds above getting darker and grayer as the evening progresses. And now that we're past the 7 o'clock hour, the percentage of rain is around 50%. And it's expecting to rise up through the 8 o'clock hour and then continue to drop from 9 onwards. But it is looking like we might have a lengthy delay depending on how far this goes. The 0-2 misses high, and it's one ball and two strikes. And unfortunately, because of the massive length of the first inning and a half, we're, of course, nowhere near an official game here at Prince George's Stadium. As the 1-2. It's down and in, a check swing, as Williams held up. Two balls and two strikes. And since we're not in an official game, well, we might be in trouble. As the 2-2 misses down, runs the count full. And I've seen a couple of times suspended games. Bay Sox aren't going to pull that. It just might mean we'll be sitting here for some time. 3-2 pitch is lifted in the air, left field, but it's slicing, and it's going to get out of play just foul. Count stays full here on Dante Williams, who's hitting 071 on full counts, an even number of walks and strikeouts this season. Another payoff pitch. And it's fouled off back to the screen. Let's tell you about the new pitcher, at least. Justin Mize, a 6'3", 196-pound 23-year-old right-hander from Bethel Park, Pennsylvania. 10th round draft selection in 2021 by Pittsburgh out of Eastern Michigan. Fires another 3-2, and Williams watches down and in for a called ball four. He checked his swing, held up in time. Williams draws his 14th walk of the season. And after a lengthy battle, that's how the Bay Sox get started against Justin Mize. Mize on the season 0-3 with Altoona, a 7.13 ERA. This is his second time being used after an opener. He's made 7 appearances, 6 starts, 24 innings, 28 hits, 3 homers, only 18 strikeouts against 15 walks. Billy Cook, the batter now, as Bowie trails 4-0. First pitch, and he grounds it hard to third and through for a base hit. Near the corner, but cut off by Gorski. Williams has the wheels to third anyway. Cook is going to be held with just a single, however, thanks to a great run in by Gorski. But it's a single for Cook, hits in back-to-back games, and puts them at the corners with none out here in the bottom of the second. So still possibility for Bowie here in the frame. Can't count them out too early, even with the massive home runs so far from Leover Peguero that have given Altoona the 4-0 edge. Randy Florentino will try and get something going. And boy, does he need it just for his own sake. 0-51 average, he's gone without a hit in 7 consecutive games. First pitch. And he crushes it up the line foul. Hit hard on the first base side, and the count starts out at nothing and one. Mize pitched against Bowie just over a month ago. He took the loss. As the 0-1 pitch is golfed out towards shallow left. Gorski sprinting toward the line. He makes the catch. Has his momentum taken the other direction. Williams will tag and score. Ball scoots away, and Billy Cook will advance to second base. Sacrifice fly just into foul territory by Randy Florentino. His second RBI makes it 4-1. So runner in scoring position still, as Anthony Servidio will try and do something with that. Now with one out here in the frame. I want to say Mize pitched on that day game at PNG Field. He did. Gave up 2 home runs. 1 to Kobe Mayo, 1 to Zach Watson in the first inning. Eventually gave up a run later on. A sac fly to Dante Williams, and Bowie won 9-3. That was their only win that week. First pitch here to Servidio is called a strike in the lower outside corner. It's nothing and 1 to start. 182 average for Servidio, a 477 OPS in 14 games. 2 doubles, no triples, no homers. 1 run batted in. 0-1 pitch. And it misses down and in. So they're going to rule an additional error on Matt Gorski that allowed Billy Cook to advance to second base. As the 1-1 pitch misses high to Servidio. Count goes to 2-1. That's the first error for Gorski in left field this season, just his third game. And if Cook does eventually score, it could be an unearned run on Mize. As the 2-1 is swung on and missed up and away, 2 balls and 2 strikes. It all depends on how the inning plays out. Those kinds of errors can be tricky. At least Bowie's on the board early enough to where they can start a comeback bid. As they trail 4-1 here in the bottom of the second. Mize sets and fires the 2-2. Servidio swings and misses high for strike 3. Fastball is Mize's first strikeout and the first from an Altoona pitcher today.
The second baseman, number 5, Cesar Prieto.
2 away, and we go back to the top of the lineup for Cesar Prieto. Prieto slapped a single to right field back in the first inning, but he was forced out at second. First pitch to him, and the left-hander watches it miss down, off speed, starts to count out at 1-0. Mize is coming off of just 3 innings. His second consecutive appearance following an opener. Last time he pitched, the opener was Travis McGregor. Today it was Braden Ogle. Mize had gone three innings, allowed three runs. Here's a turn back to second base, but no throw comes of it. Wait on the 1-0 to Prieto. I think, is the rain starting? Or am I just seeing things? Next pitch. Down and in. Nearly takes out his foot and skips by Shockley. Cook didn't go anywhere. Did he think it hit Prieto? No, it's dry. I'm just seeing things. What? I got to get my eyes checked, I suppose. It's 2-0. I guess I'm just waiting for it so much, expecting it to hit. And my brain was tricking me into thinking it was here. 2-0 is lifted high into shallow center field. Sanchez ranges to his left, makes the catch, and the inning is over. Bowie gets a couple of leadoff base runners. They bring one in, and as we go to the third, they trail 4-1. You're listening to Capital Gold, WNAV.
Hey, Bay Sox fans, On the Green Inc. is a proud sponsor of the Bowie Bay Sox and provides custom lawn care and pest control services with guaranteed results for commercial and residential properties in your community. On the Green Inc. can turn your sand lot into a lush ballpark, just like the Bay Sox. Mention this ad and receive 50% off your first lawn care or pest control service. Enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green Inc. Reach us today at 410-695-0444 or visit our website, onthegreeninc.com. Let's go, Bay Sox, and On the Green Inc., your lawn and pest team.
All week you've been hard at work, and finally, it's the time you've been waiting for. The Friday 5 o'clock whistle blows, and you hop in your car and roar off to a weekend with Capital Gold.
Ready, set, go, man, go!
Hi, this is Neil Evans. Celebrate the start of the weekend with me on the Friday Night Jukebox. You'll hear vocal group harmony, R&B, and good old rock and roll, plus your requests. Join us Friday at 5 on Capital Gold, WNAV.
At Luminous Health, we're covering all the bases when it comes to scheduling your healthcare appointments. Services like primary care, orthopedics, physical therapy, and imaging are available to book online from your phone, tablet, or computer. We'll help you find an appointment at a location and time that works for you, because at Luminous Health, you are the MVP. Visit luminoushealth.org, that's luminishealth.org, to schedule today.
Well, it's another fireworks Saturday at Prince George's Stadium. Every Saturday night at the ballpark, spectacular fireworks shows. Brought to you by our great partner, ZY Pyrotechnics. We're on to the third here in Bowie. The Bay Sox trail 4-1 as Houston Roth looks for his first scoreless frame of the day. First pitch into Mason Martin, misses down, and it starts 1-0. Martin walked back in the first inning, got to third, and was left stranded. As the next pitch is called strike. Inside half of the plate, and it's one ball and one strike. After Martin, it'll be Drew Maggi and Connor Scott. Roth already at 48 pitches as the 1-1 is outside. Two balls and one strike, three strikeouts, three walks, four hits allowed by Roth. Four hits already tying a season high. Three walks doing the same as the 2-1 is right down Broadway for a called strike. Count goes even at 2-2. Two home runs for Leover Peguero, highlighting the day. That's the first multi-home run game of the season for an opponent. As the 2-2 pitch is swung on and missed for strike three. Breaking ball down and away from Roth. Back-to-back strikeouts. Oh, no, Julio Rodriguez had that two-home run game for Erie 2 weeks ago. And the requisite joke is, of course, no, not that Julio Rodriguez. Forgot about that one. Gotta make it every time. Not every time. Make it once a week, I suppose. Here's Drew Maggi. First pitch called a strike. Nails the outside half of the plate. It's nothing and one to start. Maggi had an RBI single deep in the hole to short back in the first inning as the 0-1 pitch. It swung on and missed, slider down and away, and it's quickly nothing and two. Back-to-back 0-2 starts, though, for Roth, much more promising. Again, as he looks for his first scoreless frame of the evening. Right-hander sets, the 0-2 pitch. Got him! Check swing for a called strike three on the outside half. Home plate umpire, the one to ring him up. Back-to-back punch-outs for Roth in the third, three straight overall. And now here's Connor Scott with bases empty, two outs. Roth quickly turns and fires the first. It's right down Broadway. Fastball for called strike. He's not dancing anymore. He's not messing around. On the second trip to the order, that can get dangerous, but what can you do? You've got to do something. As Scott shows bunt, but nicks it foul over to the right side. It's nothing and two. And you've already allowed four hits just against your first 10 batters. Sometimes you've got to get aggressive on the zone, I feel. Am I wrong there? I don't feel like I'm wrong.
I think you're right, especially in a situation like this. You're trying to get outs, and you've already ran up that pitch count. You got to start throwing fastballs in the zone to this Altoona team that's not going to chase very much.
Yeah, if Roth can finish out this inning as he's already ahead nothing and two, then he might be able to set himself on the path to work through four, maybe even get into the fifth. So far, this has just been a 10-pitch inning. Now the 0-2 to Scott. Lifted line left, foul. Onto the berm. Now another 0-2. Breaking ball down and inside. It's the third pitch out of the zone this frame here for Roth. And you don't want to lose him too much more, especially after working ahead nothing and two to start, when you were working so efficiently in this frame. Now the 1-2. Too far outside. Two balls and two strikes. We were just talking about it. Consistent attack, hard attack on the zone. Even the swinging strikes he got on Martin and Maggi were still close enough. The one to Maggi a little bit outside. The 2-2. Line drive right to second. Low hop picked by Prieto, and he's got plenty of time to shuffle a throw to first. Cesar Prieto has put together some exceptional plays at second base. Bottom of the third coming up. Bowie trails 4-1 on Capital Gold, WNAV.
A birthday bash with the Bay Sox is the best time at the ballpark. Bring your friends and family out to celebrate and be the star of the show. Dance on the dugout with Louie, play games in the stadium, introduce a batter in the game, and you'll even get to have the stadium sing for you. Bay Sox birthday parties, an unforgettable, one-of-a-kind experience at Prince George's Stadium. Book yours by calling 301-464-4880 or at baysox.com.
Rams Head on stage, live music, good seats, no lines, affordable tickets, craft beer, and great food. Served right to your table with a special on-stage menu. Check out the concert calendar at ramsheadonstage.com. Rams Head on Stage is located at 33 West Street in downtown Annapolis. It's the local and convenient way to experience national bands live in Annapolis. Call the box office now at 410-268-4545 or visit ramsheadonstage.com.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
Bottom of the third here in Bowie, the Bay Sox trailing 4-1 as Kobe Mayo leads off for Bowie. Justin Mize back to work, needed 19 pitches in the second. Did give up a run as the first pitch to the right-hander is cracked out to right, shallow. Davis sprinting in as it's falling. He dives, and he can't catch it. Bounces by, and Mayo's going to move to second. Good backup by Sanchez, but Davis was the one to eventually get to it anyway. That'll be a base hit for Mayo. Call it a double. His 11th of the season. He's got hits in three straight games, six of his last seven, and it brings Heston Kerstad to the plate. Oh, yeah, good friend Pete Medhurst out to the ballpark earlier today. He's running Orioles pregame tomorrow. Wanted to chat with Heston, and one of the key things he asked Heston was just, what are some of the improvements that you want to see from yourself? Because just about everything seems to be falling in place for Heston here at the AA level, even after such a slow climb for various reasons outside of baseball and outside of his control. As the first pitch to him is called a strike in a lower inside corner, it's nothing and one. And he said it's just staying the course, going through the full season and making sure that you can follow the grind, because this is only his second full season. As the 0-1 is swung on and missed high, it's nothing and two. But it's also got to go into hitting with runners on base. I'm more of a numbers-driven guy, of course. So hitting with runners on base is the big key for Heston, too. He's only hitting .222 with runners in scoring position this season, as opposed to his .310 average. 0-2 pitch, and he golfs one out to shallow right. Davis trying again, but he won't dive this time. Kerstad picks up a hit with a runner in scoring position. Mayo goes to third on Heston's single. 8-game hit streak, 23-game on-base streak. Longest in the Eastern League. The left fielder,
number six. Well, you talk about Kerstad getting better. I've got a number for you now.
Oh, gosh.
4 for his last 7 with runners in scoring position.
Now that's some tracking. You're learning this season, Andre. I'm proud of you. All right. And now we've got tying run at the plate. An opportunity for John Rhodes, who walked back in the first inning. Another fantastic turnout here at Prince George's Stadium this evening as well. Last of the reading nights at the ballpark. First pitch to Rhodes is grounded to right field for a base hit, and Mayo scores. It's a 4-2 game. They go back to second, and they nail Kerstad. He took a massive round of second, and that takes away a massive opportunity for Bowie. It's 4-2, but Kerstad is thrown out on an outfield assist by Henry Davis, his first of the season in right field. It's a straight-up 9-4. Kyle Moore is going to ask about it, but I think that one was the right call. But for Rhodes, it's an RBI. 17th of the season, 3-game hit streak in 8 of his last 9. And instead of tying run on base, we're still stuck with tying run at the plate. It is still just a 2-run game instead of a 3-run game. So the little victories for Bowie. Here's D.T. Bowens. Flew out to left field his first time up. First pitch into the righty, and he pops it up. On the infield, just barely on the right side. Second baseman called off by Peguero, the shortstop. Why? Peguero makes the catch. Maggi looked like he was there. I get that the shortstop is the field general, but Maggi looked like he was there. Whatever the case, that's the second out of the inning. And now here's Dante Williams, again still representing a tying run. Williams walked his first time up, scored, and the first pitch to him here is called a strike. Fastball nails the upper outside corner, and it's nothing but one to start. 4-2 ball game. Bowie has already out-hit Altoona. Just 2 big home runs from Leover Peguero have carried the weight. One 0 pitch. And Williams watches it miss high. Fastball at 92, and it's 1-1. And it's popped foul out of play left side. 1 ball and 2 strikes. We talked about it earlier. Dylan Shockley has had a great arm behind the plate this season. He's thrown out nearly half of his stolen base attempted against him. 10 for 23 caught stealing. 1-2 to Williams. Popped up again, foul. Too far out of play. Come from behind victory for the Orioles earlier today in extra innings up in Toronto. Got it done over the Jays, 6-5. As the Bay Sox try to come from behind here, trailing 4-2 in the bottom of the third. Pickoff throw to first. Too high, no tag. Count stays. Felix Bautista, 2021 Bay Sox flamethrower, picking up the win. Firing strong ninth and tenth innings for Baltimore. 1-2 pitch. Runner goes, and Williams slaps it foul left side. Rhodes will retreat to first. Rhodes has really been one of the main culprits in terms of taking off for Bowie, whether it be a stolen base or a hit-and-run attempt. Obviously, that was a hit-and-run attempt more than anything. But it does show the aggression for Bowie to try and at least get one run back. If Williams were to pick up an extra base hit in that situation, Rhodes would have been able to score. But now that they've shown their hand, let's see if he tries again. Stays put as the 1-2. This is inside, and it goes to 2 balls and 2 strikes here on Williams. The inning extends for Mize, though, as he's only up to 11 pitches this frame. Early attack for Kobe Mayo and John Rhodes. They both went on the first pitch. This will be the 7th pitch to Williams. 2-2. This is high. And it runs full. 2 full counts for Williams today. Both of them against Mize after he walked in the second inning. Runner goes, 3-2, rip foul, first base side. Rhodes not being held on with a full count and 2 outs, so he'll get another free jump. As the wind has died down here, another 3-2, and Williams watches it high. 2 great battles from Dante Williams against Justin Mize here in the second and third. That one lasted 9 pitches for him to draw his second walk. He's responsible for both of Mize's walks. There's been 3 total for Altoona pitchers. It's going to lead to a battery visit as Billy Cook comes to the plate. Tying run is back on base for Bowie. They had an opportunity to have tying run on base briefly here in this frame before Heston Kerstad had been thrown out rounding second on John Rhodes' RBI single. But now Rhodes is at second, Williams is at first, and Cook, who singled to left field in his first plate appearance, is at the plate. Mize comes set. First pitch in. Cook watches slider. Missed just down and away. And it's 1-0 to start. Well, you felt that there might have been a pivotal moment for the Bay Sox over the last couple of days. And if they can really do something here, we can talk about it more. As the 1-0 is swung on and missed down and away. It's 1 ball and 1 strike. Of course, yesterday was key, but I wouldn't call it a pivotal moment. A no-hitter is just a crowning achievement for the pitching staff involved. There was a moment before that, as the 1-1 misses high. Shockley thought about throwing to one of the occupied bases, but didn't actually go anywhere with it. And it's 2 balls and 1 strike. Neither runner is being held on too intently, so it would be very difficult to catch the ball and win the foot race back to the bag to beat out the runner. 2-1 pitch, and Cook pops it foul right side out of play. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes. I don't want to spoil what my thinking is on this potential corner turn for the Bay Sox if they're not able to really put it together right now. They do have a couple of runs across after trailing 4-0. It's 4-2. But with tying run on base and two outs, this is a big separator moment. This is where Bowie can really show that they're not going to roll over. 2-2. And Cook swings and misses. Slider down and away. And that ends the inning. The Bay Sox do bring one across, but base running troubles take away their opportunity at some more run scoring. We're on to the fourth. Andre has the play-by-play next on Capital Gold WNAV.
If you own or operate a building or facility, or if you're a general contractor that is located or operates in the D.C. area, there is no doubt that it is important for you to have the best trained and most qualified people working for you. Members of Steamfitters UA Local 602 provide the highest level of HVAC, mechanical, and specialty piping services to the various customers we serve. For more information about the services we provide and for a list of companies you can hire, please visit steamfitters-602.org.
So, you drive a European model car. You like the design, smooth ride, and trendy technology. But when it comes to service, where do you go? It's time to try Tritech. That's Tritech Automotive on Hudson Street in Annapolis. The ASE-certified team at Tritech handles all models, but their special focus is European. And now, Tritech offers Saturday service by appointment. You can even make your appointment online at TritechAuto.net. For superior automotive performance, try Tritech. 410-224-4377.
PestNow is proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide their pest control services. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs, call PestNow. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest control services, call PestNow. You can reach us at 301-231-8300 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
Back at Prince George's Stadium, 4-2 ball game. Bowie trails the Altoona curve. 8-9-1 scheduled to hit for Altoona against the right-handed starter Houston Roth. The first pitch is a swing and a miss by Andres Alvarez, and the count quickly goes to nothing and one. Alvarez, a strikeout victim his first time, one of five so far for Roth, who, despite early struggles, finds himself here in the fourth as the next pitch misses away and evens the count at a ball and a strike. Pitch count was not the biggest friend for Houston Roth in those first two frames, with a few walks sprinkled in as well, with some hard contact as the 1-1 pitch is knuckled foul behind home in the counts of 1 and 2. But Roth, an efficient 14-pitch third inning. He'll now pitch into the fourth with 60 pitches entering the frame. This will be pitch number 64 as the 1-2 gets set to come into Alvarez. Next pitch is swung on and missed for strike three. Off-speed upstairs. It's the second time he's gotten Alvarez swinging tonight. It's the sixth for Houston Roth. Could be a good turn of a quarter from him here trying to salvage this outing as the Bay Sox, who fell behind 4-0, are back within two. Here's Dylan Shockley to bat. He walked and scored his first time up. Nine-hole hitter. From the right side, first pitch fastball outside, and the count's 1-0. Seeing members of the Bay Sox grounds crew enter the fence in the right field corner, head behind the wall and right, as the 1-0 pitch is an inside fastball for a called strike, counts 1-1. It is very dark right now at Prince George's Stadium, and of course this is towards the time of the day where the sun sets, but you can see an area that's not cloud cover just over the trees and right as the 1-1 is swung on and missed. Roth gets ahead 1-2, where the sun is certainly still out and not set yet. There is a heavy cell coming our way, not looking to last particularly long, but it's a thick streak of rain on the way as the 1-2 is popped up. Up the chimney on the right side, it's over towards the pitcher's mound. Bowens, the first baseman, converges in and makes a catch. Every member of the Bay Sox infield was surrounding Houston Roth about three steps in front of the mound, but it's Bowens, the first baseman, who makes the catch, and there's two outs and the base is empty here in the fourth. So that cell looks to be on its way, and if the members of the grounds crew are scurrying, there could be reason they're called into action sometime in the near future. But as you always hope, the weather holds off and we can continue on our way here. Here's Leova Peguero, who's been the difference maker for Altoona tonight. Top of their lineup, third time through. His first pitch is swung on and missed. Good off-speed delivery from Roth, who got the late break to get ahead here, nothing and one. Peguero, a solo home run on the third pitch of the game, led things off. He had a two-run home run on the first pitch he saw in the second. Next pitch to Amir is grounded foul left side towards the top of the Altoona dugout off the netting, and it's nothing and two. And Roth is working quickly here in this frame, looking for his second 1-2-3 frame consecutively. 0-2 on the way. And it's hammered left side under the glove of a diving Mayo into left field for a base hit. Leover Peguero's done it again. 3-for-3 game for him as Rhodes gets it in quickly from left field. He singles with two outs. Now hitting over 500 in the series and just given his extra base pop, there is a very real chance he could be knocking on the door for Eastern League Player of the Week. I'll have to wait and see on that one. It's fifth hit for Altoona, and it brings up Lolo Sanchez. Sanchez 1-for-2 tonight. He takes first pitch off speed towards the top of the zone, a called strike. A double and a run scored for him in the first. Flew out sharply to center field. Last time up in the second. Long pause before the 0-1. And a called strike in her third, quickly nothing in two. And Houston Roth being able to bounce back in these last two frames if he can get the end man here. It does a lot for himself, his own confidence, and the Bay Sox fighting back in this game, but could also help shape up Bowie's pitching staff better. He'll spin throw to first. Peguero is quite a ways off the bag. He dives back in safely before Bowen's going to apply the tag. Because obviously, if Bowie chooses to use a tandem in this game, if they can keep Roth going and any weather were to hit, it gives more time for a more natural feel for the back end of that tandem. 0-2. That misses high, counts one ball and two strikes. And the back end of the tandems have struggled for the Bay Sox this season, ERA north of 7. But if they're coming in out of a rain delay, could almost simulate starting a game. 1-2 pitch. And it's in the dirt. It's blocked by Florentino. Runner takes off towards second. The throw down nearly takes off Ross' head. Peguero never slid into the bag, just worried about the health of his competitor. He ducked down before Florentino fired the baseball in. He's tugged out at second base. Very awkward play to end the frame, but it's going to get Roth out of it, and he's all right, no worse for the wear. Quick reflexes, and it turns into a 1-2-3 inning. Around a two-out single, still 4-2. Here at Capital Gold, WNAV.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
Listen Tuesday mornings at 8:50 during WNAV's Good Morning Annapolis for Your Estate Matters. You'll hear weekly tips from the estate planning and elder law attorneys from Sinclair Prosser Gazier. They'll keep you up to date on the latest information on how to handle the very important matters of your estate or that of a loved one. That's Tuesday morning at 8:50 for Your Estate Matters from Sinclair Prosser Gazier on WNAV. And anytime on demand at 1430WNAV.com.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Weather impending here at Prince George's Stadium, but right now we still play on between the Bay Sox and the Curve. First pitch to Randy Florentino is popped up shallow center field. Center fielder Sanchez takes charge, comes in a few steps to make the catch. Quickly one away here in the bottom half of the fourth inning. It's 8-9-1 scheduled to hit in the lineup for the Bay Sox. Against Justin Mice, he's out there for his third inning, taking over for opener Braden Ogle. As Altoona leads 4-2, and the Bay Sox have a right-hander up and throwing in their bullpen. Strong end to the night for Houston Roth if this does spell the end of his line. Right now it's Connor Loprich up and throwing for Bowie. One out and the bases empty here in the bottom half of the fourth after the one pitch to retire Florentino, who's 0-for-1 with a sack fly RBI. Anthony Servideo laces the first pitch into the right center gap down for a hit. Good angle from Davis and right. He has a strong arm. Servideo's going for two, and the throw nails him by a mile. No! Acrobatic slide. Peguero fielded it on the short hop in front of the bag, and Servideo leapt over him. He threw on the brakes with the slide short of the bag and jumped into the air over the tag. Unconventional, but Anthony Servideo found his way to second base with one out. It's a double. Goes down as the third double of the season for Servideo, and improvisation sometimes is the best form. He's in scoring position with one out for Cesar Prieto. Nearly another base-running mishap for the Bay Sox. And tying runs at the plate in Prieto. One for two day for Cesar. First pitch to him. And the lefty backs out of the way of a fastball. Starts ahead here 1-0. Prieto singled through the right side of the infield in the first. Flew out the center field last time up. Servideo plenty of speed at second base. Third baseman Alvarez is in at third. Prieto hasn't squared yet. He swings through the next offering. Off speed low. Evens account at a ball and a strike. Mice again working off of the opener. Braden Ogle, who only went one frame for Altoona tonight. Mice has been in the rotation most of the year for the curve, but trying to find a way to get him to settle in. 1-1 is bounced right back up the middle. Behind the second base bag, Peguero ranges to his right. Shuffles, throws to first. It's in time to nab Prieto, but good break for Servideo, who went on contact. He scampers to third base, 90 feet away for Kobe Mayo. Two down and an RBI chance for Mayo, who's already dropped in a bloop double to right field tonight. One for two evening for him. He's got 13 RBIs on the season as he digs into the right-handed batter's box. First pitch from Mice. Mayo flinches high at a fastball, but keeps the bat on his right shoulder. He'll take and go ahead in the count 1-0. Mayo, 240 hitter this season with runners in scoring position. Bowie trying to continue to inch their way back into this game. 1-0 pitch. Is off speed low. Good block by Shockley. Pinned his catcher's mitt to his left knee as he slid over to his right. And keeps Servideo over at third base. Counts 2-0 here to Mayo. Bowie fell behind 4-0 by the top half of the second inning. But one in the second, one in the third. They continue to inch their way back into the game. Next pitch to Mayo. Swing and a miss. Wild swing through a Mice fastball in the lower quadrant of the zone. Counts 2-1. Right-hander back set, slightly bent at the knees as Mice on the hill delivers the next pitch. Mayo fights it off foul. Jam shot inside. Spun off the edge of his bat. Off the netting behind home. Counts even at 2-2. Eleventh two-bagger of the season for Mayo in the third. Needs the Bay Sox team. Servideo over at third base here with two outs. And a 2-2 count. The pitch is hit on the ground foul. Just behind Servideo, who is dashing up the third baseline. Count stays here to Mayo. He's just in front of that fastball. Another jam shot up and in the zone. Still two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Mayo watches low. Another off speed. Shockley keeps it in front. Counts full. Good battle from Mayo, who has continued to show plate discipline. 22 walks to 36 strikeouts on the season. Aston Kerstad waits on deck. Mice comes set. The 3-2 pitch. Mayo swings, pops it up. Foul towards territory left side. Alvarez is giving it a look. He doesn't make it past the third base line as it lands about 10 rows deep in the seats. Good battle from Mayo. He'll see an eighth pitch of this plate appearance. Mayo has continued to find improvement here in his second season in a Bay Sox uniform. Numbers are certainly up for him. This is game number 35 for him after playing 34 games for Bowie last season. 3-2. Is hit on the ground left side. Speared in fair territory by Alvarez. He elects to go home. Collision at home plate with Servideo sliding feet first. Shockley was down in the crouch and applies the tag to end the inning. Smart play by Alvarez. Didn't have a chance to nab Mayo at first. They're able to erase Servideo at home. He's out to retire the side. One out double. Bay Sox can't play to run. They trail 4-2 as we head to the fifth on Capitol Gold. WNAV.
Get your gear and memorabilia from your favorite Bay Sox players and future stars of the Baltimore Orioles at the Tackle Box Team Store. Jerseys, hats, autographed bats and balls, all at great prices. Located right of the main gate at Prince George's Stadium and online at BaySoxShop.com, the Tackle Box is the only place to get the best Bay Sox gear for you and your favorite fan. It's the Tackle Box at Prince George's Stadium and at BaySoxShop.com.
Experience counts when buying or selling your home. That's why more Marylanders use the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland than ever before. With a hardworking staff of professionally trained agents and access to thousands of other buyers and sellers, the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland will help you find the right fit for your real estate needs. Find them at kwflagship.com or call 410-729-7700. Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland. The real estate company of choice.
Another patient-first difference? Prescriptions on site. Patient First carries prescription medications for most urgent care conditions, so you can walk out with your prescription in hand, head home, and start feeling better sooner. It's yet another way we offer convenient care that fits your busy schedule. Learn about all of the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
Bay Sox into their bullpen here in the top half of the fifth inning. They trail the Altoona curve 4-2. Connor Loprich on as the day is done for Houston Roth after four frames. Loprich, 6'3", 215 pounds, the right-hander. Acquired in a trade with the Pirates organization. He's facing his former farmhands here as Lolo Sanchez digs into the right-handed batter's box. 2-3-4 to hit in the frame for Altoona. Loprich, first pitch, a called strike towards the knees of Sanchez. And the count's 0-1. Sanchez is 1-for-2 today, doubled and scored. He was at the plate in the last frame where Leover Peguero was thrown out on the base pass by Randy Florentino. 0-1 pitch. Sanchez does twitch the bat off his shoulder, but he's able to hold up on an off-speed low. Count's 1-1. It's been a good season so far for Connor Loprich. He's 0-1 on the season, but yet to allow an earned run in 8 appearances. He's only allowed 8 hits overall, None of his runs have been earned. He has allowed 4 of them as the 1-1's fouled off. Right side, and it's 1-2 here to Sanchez. None of his runs have been earned. He did allow 2 unearned runs earlier on this week against Altoona. 6 walks, 14 strikeouts. Opponents are hitting .222 against him. Ahead here of Sanchez, 1-2. Righty set, and the pitch is a called strike 3. Delayed signal, but the off-speed caught the top edge of the zone. Sanchez down looking. First strikeout for Loprich. It's the 7th overall for Bay Sox pitching here in the top half of the 5th inning as Henry Davis gets set to step in. A strong end to the outing for Houston Roth as Davis digs in. A strikeout and a walk for him tonight. Righty on righty here against Loprich. The first pitch is well outside. Davis takes. Counts 1-0. Roth ends on 75 pitches through his 4 frames. Was able to eat out on that pitch count later on in his outing to squeeze out a couple of innings after troublesome first two. The next pitch from Davis is blasted. Mile high and deep to left field. Rhodes is watching it, and it is gone. Was hit high enough that you thought maybe it had a chance, but John Rhodes jogging all the way back, watches it hit off the sponsorship boards down the left field line. It's a home run for Henry Davis. First earned run surrendered this season by Connor Loprich. Davis' 10th of the season, and Altoona up 5-2. Mile high shot down the short porch and left for Davis. And the curve take a 3-run lead. It's the 3rd home run hit tonight by Altoona. Brings up Matt Gorski with one out here and the base is now cleared. Righty on right against Loprich. He's 0-for-2 today. First pitch to him is a called strike. Outside edge makes it 0-1. And obviously, you never expect anybody to go a full season without allowing an earned run. It was a sensational run by Loprich. Still an opportunity here to limit the damage at just the 1. 0-1 pitch. Gorski watches, top of the zone, off speed, called strike. He's quickly behind here, 0-2. Four-seamer for Loprich, in addition to a changeup, curveball, slider, and cutter combination. Righty set, 0-2 on the way. It swung on and popped up. Bowens, first baseman, racing over towards the track, but it's into the seats, out of play. Count will stay here to Gorski. It has been a problem for the Bay Sox when you talk about the long ball at Prince George's Stadium specifically, and it's become a problem for them throughout this season. They've allowed the second most home runs at home of anybody in the Eastern League, and they are closing in mightily on Reading, the only team with more home runs allowed at home in the campaign. Still 0-2 here to Gorski. Next pitch, swing and a miss. Good slider from Loprich, broke out her half. His second strikeout of the frame. And there's two down here in the fifth.
Now batting the first baseman, number three, Mason Martin.
That'll bring up Mason Martin with two outs and the bases empty. Martin today is 0-for-1. He's walked and struck out. Into the lefty box, one of two lefties in the Altoona lineup tonight. He takes the first pitch low. It bounces just in front of Florentino. The count's 1-0 here to Martin. Bay Sox enter today with 31 home runs of their 41 allowed at home. Next pitch is swung on and missed, and that makes the count one ball, one strike. After that three tonight, it currently stands as the most in the Eastern League because Reading is in Somerset this week, so they won't be able to add on to their total. One from Loprich to Martin. Fastball high, 2-1. And the dimensions certainly contribute here at Prince George's Stadium, where it's only 309 down the line. But it has become a problem that the Bay Sox are trying to limit. Two outs, bases empty, 5-2. Bowie trails. Next pitch, Loprich bounces in and off speed. Change up that couldn't get Martin to chase. He's ahead, three balls and a strike. Martin's to reach. Drew Maggi waits on deck here for Altoona. Righty set, 3-1 pitch. And he's just off the plate for ball four. Tried to paint the outside edge with a fastball. Goes down as the first walk for Loprich.
The second baseman, number five, Drew Maggi.
Goes along with the three from Houston Roth tonight. It does extend the inning here to Maggi. Maggi digs in, 1-for-2 on the evening. RBI single in the first. Got the second run across for Altoona. Next pitch, swing and a miss. First pitch, should say. As Loprich dotted the outside edge, got the swing, the count's 0-1. It's the only run tonight plated for Altoona that was not from the home run ball. Next pitch on the way, Maggi pops it foul. Out of play, quickly nothing in two. He's had a decent series for himself, 5-for-18 now. He has hits in 4 of 5 games. And we're seeing folks start to slowly rise out of their seats. Umbrellas start to pop out. The weather that we've been warning about throughout the night might be eking its way towards Prince George's Stadium. 0-2, two outs here in the top half of the fifth. Loprich set at the belt. Here's the pitch. It swung on and popped up. Chance for Cook racing over towards the foul line, towards the edge of the Bay Sox bullpen. He tracks it down and makes the catch just in front of the hill. Good track from Billy Cook. Gets Bowie out of the frame. Solo home run from Henry Davis. Makes a 5-2 curve. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold, WNAB.
If you can't stand the heat, you can get out of the kitchen. But how do your employees keep their cool under the blazing sun? Chesapeake Employers Insurance wants to help you prevent heat-related injuries by making sure your crews start physically demanding work early in the day, drink plenty of water, and take frequent breaks. You'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your employees home safely because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit CEIWC.com.
Now, there's a radio show that gives you every perspective on home buying and selling. Keeping It Real Estate, sponsored by the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland, is 30 minutes of fact-filled real estate action, tailored to home buyers and sellers in Anne Arundel County. Get the latest from Jim, Dana, and Andy, plus special guests who know the market. Listen Saturday morning at 10 for Keeping It Real Estate on Capital Gold WNAV, 99.9 FM, 1430 AM, streaming worldwide at WNAV.com.
If you have an appetite for saving money, then you should get the new ROFO Rewards app from Royal Farms. Use the ROFO Rewards app to place mobile orders for pickup or delivery and earn royalty points to redeem for free stuff. And right now, new ROFO Rewards members will get a free any size coffee for signing up. You can download the new ROFO Rewards app at the Apple App Store or Google Play today. You'll find it's a very app-ealing app to have. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
Rain has started to fall at Prince George's Stadium, but we do play on. Bottom half of the fifth inning. Esten Kerstad leads off. First pitch is inside for a ball. Counts 1-0 here to Kerstad. He's reached twice tonight. A single and a fielder's choice. Extended his on-base streak to 23 games. Next pitch is whacked foul left side. And the count goes to 1-1. Kerstad also has hits now in eight straight. Batting from a comfortable position for himself. The leadoff spot. 1-1 pitch. Watches outside, 2-1. And Kerstad has provided, oddly enough, a large amount of his pop and his efficiency when he has led off innings this season. 2-1. And he watches inside, 3 balls and a strike. 7-for-25 when leading off at the 280 average. He has 5 of his 9 home runs. Slugging 880. Right now he's taken 3 of the first 4. And the 3-1 pitch is swung on, driven towards center field. Sanchez going back, edge of the track. He breaks and makes the catch. Not quite to the deepest part of the ballpark, slightly off to right center field. Kerstad's retired for the first out of the frame.
Number 6, John Rhodes.
One away. Rain has picked up pace a little bit. John Rhodes, though, still comes to the dish. 1-for-1 day for Rhodes. He's reached twice, walked, and delivered an RBI single. Punched it through a hole on the right side of the infield to get Bowie within 2 back in the third inning. Now they trail by 3, 5-2 after the home run from Henry Davis in the last half frame. First pitch to Rhodes, misses high with a fastball, counts 1-0. It's Justin Mize still out there for Altoona, who is looking to put his team in a situation here as Rhodes swings through the next offering high, counts 1-1. Could potentially clinch in the game as soon as this inning. If you get through 5, Altoona having the lead, could be a very big situation here for Mize as the 1-1's popped up. Mile high on the infield. Shockley sheds the mask. He's in fair territory, and nobody calls the baseball. It drops behind Shockley in front of the first baseman, Martin, in fair territory. And it bounces back into foul territory before it's touched, so John Rhodes does not reach first base. It's a foul ball, 1-2.
That was the luckiest bounce I think anyone had ever seen.
I almost didn't know what to think because it was so shocking that they didn't catch the ball that I just thought, oh, that's going to be a base hit and extend the inning as the rain just continues to pelt down now at a pretty consistent pace.
Yeah, they lucked into that being a foul ball.
1-2 to Rhodes. And it's just low. Counts even.
But the umpires are clearly just extending this as far as it can possibly get to make it a complete game. They need to get through this fifth.
2-2. Rhodes hammers it into left field towards the wall. It's off the base of the wall in the left field corner. Dug out by Gorski. Rhodes racing towards second. Throws slightly offline. He slides in safely, feet first. One out double for Rhodes. Well-struck baseball for him as he continues to heat up. That's his fifth two-bagger of the season. He's in scoring position with one out for T.T. Bowens.
The additional problem is that they started this half inning while it was raining. It has gotten more intense, yes, but they started the half inning while it was raining. So the umpires would be making a grave mistake if they call for a delay during the middle of the half inning. They need to let it play out.
Bowens is 0-for-2 today into the righty box. First pitch, line drive up the middle, base hit. We'll see if Kyle Moore gives Rhodes the go. No, he throws up the stop sign. Sanchez got to it quickly in center field, and you can see the slickness of the field as the ball quickly rolls into Shockley at home. It's a single for Bowens. He now has hits in each of his first 4 double-A games. They're at the corners with one out for Dante Williams.
Every team is within a rock and a hard place right now because I don't imagine. No matter what, Bowie is not going to be getting back into defense in this contest, or at least until we come out of a delay, once we go into a delay. Altoona will not warm up a pitcher during all of this, and Mize is clearly laboring while the Bay Sox are attacking in some capacity. Something's got to give.
He's allowed six hits now in his third frame as Williams takes high, a fastball, 1-0. He's already walked twice tonight, and, I mean, Matt, you bring up the point that the half inning was started. You got to complete it, and if you're the Bay Sox, look, you're still trying to come back into this game, and you have the tying run at the plate. 1-0 pitch, Williams swings through a low offering, and the count's even at a ball and a strike.
You know what? What could happen? Maybe, who's to say? Maybe Dante Williams gets on base. Billy Cook hits a grand slam. Bay Sox would take the lead. Then you can bring the tarp on the field. A walk-off rain delay. How's that sound?
A walk-off fifth inning grand slam the night after a no-hitter. Oh, well. This is unfortunate now as Dante Williams is grabbing his left hamstring, and athletic trainer Elise Kramer is out there for him. But it looks like she's not going to tend to him. It's just a bit of a tight one, and Williams is going to try to continue with the plate appearance. He's still gripping it as he steps into the left-handed batter's box, but he didn't seek additional attention. Count still 1-1 to him here. And the pitch is flared foul left side. Got a piece of an outer third fastball. Counts 1-2. There's a lot going on, and there's urgency from every party when you consider just the evolving situation here with the weather.
The thing is, though, is that the urgency is more on Altoona's side, because if they don't get through this inning, then we have to play this game on.
1-2's tight, nearly hit Williams on the hand as he brought his black batting gloves in towards his white jersey, clenched them tight as he takes inside for 2-2.
And while the Bay Sox do have to play within this rain, if they can put runs on and keep this inning alive through the rain, then they have a chance.
Williams fights it off foul in towards the knuckles, gets it over the net, and count stays. I mean, it's been a heck of a game for Dante Williams. He's trying to turn it around here in the month of May. He's put together better plate appearances in his last handful of games. He's now reached base in 6 of 7. Already 2 full count walks tonight, the latest being a 9-pitch battle. Here's the next pitch to him on a 2-2. Swing and a miss. Outer third fastball, third strikeout for Mice. Good fight from Williams. There's 2 down with 2 on for Billy Cook.
And here's the thing. The minute that this half inning ends, the umpires are calling for the tarp. That's what's going to happen, because it's coming down vigorously enough that it could really hurt the infield. Oh, just as I was saying that Altoona would not warm someone up, looks like they're going to get some action in their bullpen.
Bullpen catcher is standing waiting for one of the relievers to shed off their sweatshirt as Cook steps in. He's 1-for-2 with a single and a strikeout. He takes low the first offering, and the count's 1-0 here against Mice. Both of his plate appearances tonight have come against the right-hander as Cook continues to heat up, particularly here at Prince George's Stadium, and he swats this one into left center field. It's going to split the gap, roll all the way to the wall. Rhodes scores. Getting towards third is Bowens. They're giving him the wave. The relay throw in comes to Peguero. Throw home is not in time. 2-run double for Billy Cook. He continues to heat up. Bowie's back within one. It's 5-4. Fourth double of the season for Cook. He now has 17 RBIs on the season. He has been a force towards the bottom of this lineup for Bowie. Now if you're Altoona, how big is that home run by Henry Davis in the last half frame?
Yeah, that hurts for Bowie.
What'd he give?
Walk-off rain delay home run still on the table, though.
It does give a situation here for Randy Florentino. He could potentially tie the game here with a base hit. The speed of Cook on second base. First pitch is tight to him, and it's 1-0.
It's like Altoona's got a left-hander warming in their bullpen. It's Nick Dimkowski, I believe.
1-0 here to Florentino. He's already delivered a run tonight via sacrifice fly. His next pitch is popped foul, left side, out of play. Counts even to him now.
You know, another wrinkle. This rain isn't actually expected to last too long. It could hover on top of us for some time, but 90 minutes, that's not that long of a rain delay in a lot of regards, and it's already been hitting us for a little bit of time.
1-1 pitch, Florentino swings through a high fastball, got a tip into the mitt of Shockley, but it's only strike two. Counts a ball and 2 strikes. Florentino is looking for a big breakout for himself here. He's 0 for his last 22. He did have a productive plate appearance in the second. This could be a big run, as we mentioned, out there for Bowie in the grand scheme of things. 1-2 pitch. And he gets a piece of a high fastball, fouls it into the seats behind home to stay alive. Florentino, despite his struggles, has not been a big strikeout batter. He struck out to end the crazy 13-11 affair earlier in the week between these two teams. He only has 5 strikeouts in 15 games played at the AA level this season. So he's been getting bad on ball. 1-2. Swings and sends a tapper back up the middle. Peguero just to the left of the second base bag. Buys his time, lobs it over to first, and it's in time to race Florentino. Bowie gets 2 back on the RBI double from Billy Cook, but they still trail by 1 here on Capital Gold, WNAV.
At Luminous Health, we want you to feel your best. This season, take the time to catch up on your annual health screenings. Visit us at Anne Arundel Medical Center, Doctors Community Medical Center, or one of our primary or specialty care offices in your neighborhood. At Luminous Health, you are the MVP. Book an appointment online at luminoushealth.org. That's L-U-M-I-N-I-S health.org.
All week you've been hard at work. And finally, it's the time you've been waiting for. The Friday 5 o'clock whistle blows and you hop in your car and roar off to a weekend with Capital Gold. Hi, this is Neil Evans. Celebrate the start of the weekend with me on the Friday Night Jukebox. You'll hear vocal group harmony, R&B, and good old rock and roll, plus your requests. Join us Friday at 5 on Capital Gold, WNAV.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox fans. As two of the country's leading orthodontists, Rad Orthodontics accepts most insurances. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit radsmile.com today and book your free consult. That's radsmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, official smile provider of Minor League Baseball.
Well, the rain is coming down in thick droves, but as of right now, we play on at Prince George's Stadium. It's the top half of the sixth of what has been a wild one. Seesaw affair between the Altoona Curve and the Bowie Bay Sox. Bowie trails by 1. Heading into the top half of the sixth, Connor Loprich is out there for a second inning of relief. His left-handed hitting, Connor Scott leads off for the Curve. Righty Loprich set, first pitch of the inning, is grounded back up the middle, ranging over second baseman Prieto. Can't field on the backhand, ball slipped right out from under his glove and handcuffed him. Well, that's the field condition playing a factor. They're going to call it an E4. That's the fifth error of the season for Prieto, his third at second base. But that was a ball that, if it's dry, he probably fields. He slipped ever so slightly, ranging to his right to pick it out on the backhand, and ball just kicked off the butt of his glove and rolled away. So Scott reaches first time tonight. Here's Andres Alvarez. First pitch is swung on and missed for strike one. Alvarez has already been retired, a swinging strikeout twice tonight. 0-2 overall. Loprich gets ahead, nothing and one. Scott over on first with nobody out. 5-4, Curve lead the Bay Sox. And the righty Loprich is still set. The 0-1. Alvarez watches high, evens the count. Nick Domkowski continues to loosen for the Curve, the left-hander. See what that spells for Justin Mice. Deep breath from Loprich before the 1-1. It's grounded left side, high, chopper for Mayo to field, and it rolls off his glove, gets away. Back-to-back errors, that's an E5 on Mayo, his eighth error. And the first two have reached here for Altoona. And look, the errors for Bowie are towards the top of the Eastern League overall, but you feel for their infield on these last two plays because that's a play Cesar Prieto usually makes to lead off the frame, and a play Kobe Mayo easily could have gotten a double play on. But here's Dylan Shockley. He swears around a bunt, and the ball kicks off the glove of Florentino high. 2 in scoring position. Matt, it feels like the wet conditions are really harming the Bay Sox here in this game overall.
Yeah, this is on the umpires at this point. We were giving them the benefit of the doubt for, you know, trying to start the bottom of the fifth inning because the Bay Sox were trailing. Bowie had put in their valiant effort to get back into this game, trailing by 1 now. But for whatever reason, they did not send this game into a delay after the end of the fifth. This is unplayable conditions, and they just let it continue.
Infield has to come in now as the next pitch to Shockley's called strike top of the zone on the off speed, and the count's even at a ball and a strike. Already 2 errors on the Bowie infield, and what went down as a wild pitch on a ball that kicked off the mid of Florentino on a high offering.
Right now, it looks like they're playing in an aquarium as it currently stands. The rain is coming down thick and fast. 1-1 pitch. Shockley pops it up. Right side, racing over Cook. Gets into the seats and out of play. 1-2. And now you talk about the continuity of the game, not wanting to call it after five frames. Get that. But this is going to impact the score of the game as well if they choose to resume it out of the delay.
Yeah, this is I don't like to be harsh. I don't like to be too critical of umpiring crews because I know they do a tough and thankless job.
1-2 pitch from Loprich is fouled back to the screen. Stays the same.
But they made a mistake here. They made a very serious mistake here. And let's just hope that all that comes of it is simple errors that in the grand scheme of a full season don't mean much and not anything more serious.
Bowie has worked so hard to fight back in this contest. They trailed 4-0. It's 5-4 as it currently stands, but the Curve have two in scoring position with nobody out and Dylan Shockley at the plate. 1-2. A swing and a miss. Tip into the mitt of Florentino. In fact, it's a swinging strikeout. Third for Loprich. That's a big first out. Infield will stay in, and now comes the real challenge as Leover Peguero steps up. Thorn in the side of Bowie. He's 3-for-3 today. He has 2 home runs, 3 RBIs, and a single as well. Righty on righty. First pitch from Loprich. Gets by Florentino. Skips in on the spiked fastball. He'll shovel towards home. It goes over the head of Loprich. Run scores on the wild pitch as Scott scampers home. Alvarez to third. 6-4 Altoona.
Well, and look at this, too. Who was that just scored? Scott? He came up lame off of the slide, and he's hobbling a little bit, getting back to the dugout. No one is getting good footing in this. It's impossible to do so. I don't understand why they did not send the game into a delay.
We already saw bad footing from Cesar Prieto on the ground ball that Scott reached on for the first error of the frame. We play on 1-0 here to Peguero.
Ump calls for time because the pitch clock operator is not paying attention.
Infield stays drawn in. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Misses low and away. Now a hitter's count to the most dangerous bat in this Altoona lineup. On base streak already extended for Peguero to 9 games today with the 2 home runs. He has hits in 8 of his last 9 as well. Pitch. Nearly hits him. Fastball inside. Peguero drops down in the right-handed batter's box. Loprich looked to have lost his footing, pushing off the mound. He's jumping up and down in front of the mound, trying to get his spikes reset. It's 3-0 here to Leover Peguero.
Send the game into a delay. Send it into a delay.
And it looks like
Loprich
that's what
is asking
do.
For it. Yep. My goodness, this was a complete failure on the umpires. Sorry to cut you off.
No, it's all right. Go ahead.
I've said that I don't like to be too critical, but there's no sympathy at this point. A batter almost lost consciousness out of something like that. He could have taken a fastball to the head because the umpires refused to send this game into a delay at the proper time.
Well, Bowie does leave the field. 1 across for the frame in Altoona. They lead 6-4. We're going to send it off to Matsubatis to get you into some rain delay entertainment here at Prince George's Stadium.
All right, so if you're tuned in with us on Capital Gold WNAV, we're going to send you back into regular programming. So just the regular music to take you for a little bit of time before we get back with some updates on the outcome of this game, whether we resume or call the game as a complete affair, as Bowie trails 6-4 here in the top of the sixth inning. Once we get a chance to join back into regular programming as scheduled, we'll do so. And it looks like we've got the opportunity now. So if you're listening on Capital Gold WNAV, you're going to rejoin regular programming in progress, and we'll catch you up in a little bit as we say goodbye for now. Bowie trails 6-4 in the top of the sixth as we enter a rain delay here at Prince George's Stadium. Now, if you're listening on Baysox.com/listen, MILB.com, we're going to send you into a little bit of rain delay theater. As we had a no-hitter, a piece of history last night for Bowie Bay Sox baseball, the 12th in franchise history, we take you back in time to the 11th no-hitter in franchise history. On May 8th, 2022, when Garrett Stallings and Morgan McSweeney fired 7 hitless innings against the Harrisburg Senators, in game 1 of a doubleheader. So we'll step aside when we get a chance to. We'll update you on the status of today's game. But for now, stick around. We'll be back in a bit.
And now, live from the ballpark, it's time for Bowie Bay Sox Baseball.
We're ready.
ready to go from Prince George's Stadium. It's game four in this now shortened five-game series between the Harrisburg Senators and your Bowie Bay Sox. Matt Sabat is with you from the ballpark in Bowie. And as Garrett Stallings warms on the mound for the Bay Sox, the starting lineup for the Senators that he'll face looks like this. Leading off at second base, you've got Jackson Flores, followed by Jake Alou at third base, batting second. Taylor Gushue, the catcher, bats third. Wilson Garcia, the DH, bats fourth. KJ Harrison at first base, bats fifth. Mitch Longo in right field, bats sixth. Dondre Hubbard in left field, bats seventh. Jack Dunn, the center fielder, bats eighth. And Jackson Clough is the shortstop, batting ninth. Senators are the AA affiliate of the Washington Nationals. Tell you more about them in just a quick second as Flores digs in and readies for the first pitch. It's on its way from Stallings, and it's bounced right over to third. Backhanded quickly by Jordan Westberg. Fired to first. It's low, but dug out on a quick bounce by Andrew Dashbach. And we're underway at 12.05 p.m. on a 49-degree overcast day here at Prince George's Stadium. Starting defense quickly for Bowie from left to right in the outfield. Shane Fontana, Hudson Haskins, Zach Watson. Jordan Westberg at third. Gunnar Henderson at short. Joey Ortiz at second and Andrew Dashbach at first. Cody Roberts catches behind the plate for Garrett Stallings on the mound. First pitch to Jake Alou. Left-hander watches up and away for a called ball. It's 1-0. The Senators are managed by Tripp Keister, assisted by Justin Lord, Micah Franklin, and Oscar Salazar. R.J. Geyer is the strength and conditioning coach. T.D. Swinford is the athletic trainer. That pitch to Alou fouled off, and the count goes even at a ball and a strike. Garrett Stallings, a 1-2 record, a 3.50 ERA this season. As the 1-1 pitch comes in, it's poked at but foul, back to the screen, and the count to 1-2. He's coming off of a tough start against Richmond. It was his second start of the series. Before that, he tossed four innings, gave up just one hit. It was a solo home run to Sean Roby. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Alou. Breaking ball, the slider misses high, and the count goes even at 2. But Stallings tossed 5 innings, gave up 4 hits and 4 runs. All 4 hits went for extra bases, including 2 home runs, tying a career high. 2-2. Grounded foul, first base side. Count stays even. But Stallings, a 6'2", 200-pound, 24-year-old right-hander from Chesapeake, Virginia, was pitching only about an hour, 2 hours max from his hometown when we were down in Richmond. The 2-2 fouled off the other way. Pitch was in on the hands, but Alou is staying alive early in this plate appearance. Already up to 5 pitches in the quick set. Infield shaded a little bit to the pole side for the left-handed hitter. Then the 2-2 misses high, and the count fills. First full count of the day, of course. Stallings on the season has not allowed a base hit in a full count, but has struck out only 2 against 4 walks. Wind pushing in from straightaway center as the payoff pitch comes home. It swung on and missed for strike 3. Stallings got him chasing on the curveball down and in, and that's how things get started this afternoon in Bowie. 2 up, 2 down for Stallings. And let's talk to you about the umpiring crew for a quick moment, why don't we? Tyler Whitty is at third base today. Tanner Moore is at first base, and Louis Krupa, the crew chief, he's going to be calling the balls and strikes. In steps Taylor Gushue. First pitch to the switch hitter batting lefty, misses down, and the count starts out at 1-0. Gushue on the season, a .271 average, .1046 OPS, 6 homers, 14 runs driven in. He's 4-for-9 in this series, had 2 home runs in the first game. Bases empty, 2 away here in the top of the first, a scoreless affair. 14 innings of ball coming your way today, the 1-0. Called a strike, well-placed changeup on the outer edge, and the count evens at 1. I mentioned it in the pregame show, if those changeups stay low in the zone, it will work perfectly for Stallings today. As the 1-1 comes in, went with the same pitch, but missed a little bit low this time, and the count goes to 2-1. Because, again, he gave up so much hard contact that led to the extra bases in his outing against Richmond. That's what sunk him. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Fastball misses wide, and the count goes to 3 balls and a strike on Gushue. Against right-handers, he hits .326 this season, Gushue. Works so much better when batting from this side. The 3-1. Called a strike, just on the lower outside corner, barely nicked it, and the count runs full. So back-to-back full counts for Garrett Stallings after picking up the strikeout swinging of Alou on the curveball. Let's see if he tries for that breaking pitch again. Here's the payoff from Stallings. Fastball just missed low, and it's ball 4. Gushue is very key at drawing those full count walks. That's the 12th he's drawn this season out of 15 total now. First free pass given up today by Stallings.
we might be liable to see a handful of walks in this game, in this doubleheader. I'll tell you more about it when Evan Lee takes the mound. He's given up 10 and 14 in the third innings. Wilson Garcia digs in, cleanup batter, switches, and bats from the left-handed side. Pickoff throw back to first, more of just a rainbow toss than anything. We'll wait on the actual first pitch. As Garcia is batting 275 this season, a 698 OPS, two homers, eight runs driven in, but 304 when batting as a left-handed hitter. They play him to pull, too. First pitch. He reaches for the curveball, comes up well too empty, more of a little wave than anything. Count opens up at nothing and one. The Bay Sox, they lead the league in walks per game. You want to use that metric because at this point the Bay Sox have played four fewer games than many in the league. Here's the 0-1. Little poke past the mound, running in a long way is the second shortstop Henderson. He gloves, double clutches with time to spare, and sends it over to first for the out. Scoreless frame to start for Garrett Stallings. Walks a batter with two outs, strands him at first. We're on to the bottom of the first here at Prince George's Stadium. Harrisburg nothing. Bowie coming on up. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. We're currently in a weather delay and we'll pass along updates when we can. But for now, please continue to enjoy this trip down memory lane as we replay portions of the Bay Sox 11th no-hitter in franchise history. Garrett Stallings and Morgan McSweeney in Game 1 of a doubleheader against the Harrisburg Senators on May 8th, 2022.
Second inning here at Prince George's Stadium, a scoreless game. And we've still got plenty more baseball to play. We'll see how this one rolls with Garrett Stallings back to work. Walked a batter with two outs in the first, left him stranded. Matt Spottis and Adam Pohl with you from Prince George's Stadium as it's 5, 6, and 7 due up for the Senators in this frame, starting with K.J. Harrison. Harrison grounds the first pitch over to the left side. Gunnar Henderson spins around on it to pick it on the run, and he sends it to first for a quick out. That's back-to-back innings that the leadoff batter for Harrisburg is grounded out on the first pitch.
Yeah, you got to like that if you're Garrett Stallings, right? You want to, in an inning, kind of get your footing, your feet set, and get some confidence when you get an out with that first pitch. That's one way to do it.
Hopefully the rest of the inning goes a little bit faster, too, because he still needed 16 pitches to follow, worked back-to-back full counts in the first. First pitch home to Mitch Longo, left-hander, misses down and in the slider. Count starts out at 1-0. Longo on the season, a 224 average, 590 OPS, with two homers and four runs driven in. Next pitch misses wide away, and the count goes to 2-0. He's only batting 222 against right-handers this season as well. That's just a step below his overall average, but barely. This next pitch ripped up the first baseline, but foul into the Bay Sox bullpen. And the count even goes to two balls and a strike now. Longo is a heavy pull candidate, too, so the Bay Sox, they're well within their right to put second baseman Joey Ortiz up against the edge of the outfield grass. Jordan Westberg at third is pinched in for the potential bunt. This next one popped up, third base side, out toward shallow left, running to foul ground. A long way is Fontana, but it touches down just inside the Harrisburg bullpen. That one would have been a tough play even if they were shaded for it, but you can't ask them to be shaded for it too much as the count goes even at two. Again, Bowie has had such a tough time when it comes to falling behind early in some of these games and then trying to come back. They showed such great resolve in Game 1 of this series, climbing back from a 3-0 deficit early. They fell behind 5-4 and still tied the game, even though they lost the game overall, the 2-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. Got him with the curveball down. Longo eliminated. Second strike out of the day for Garrett Stallings. So on to Dondre Hubbard now with two away. Hubbard has really been smacking the ball well since joining Harrisburg just a few days ago. This is only his fifth game this season, but he's 8-for-12 with a double, two home runs, and five runs driven in. He's 6-for-8 in this series with a home run. First pitch home. Hubbard just pieces it foul, went too far ahead on the changeup away, and the count starts out at nothing and one.
What a story of perseverance Hubbard is, playing so long in independent baseball before getting a chance.
Here's the 0-1. Misses wide, slider away, and the count goes even at a ball and a strike. Yeah, that's the way it's kind of been for the Washington organization as a whole. They found some of these gems hidden within the Indie Ball Leagues as the 1-1 is popped up left center field, fairly shallow. Haskin running it a long way from center, and he makes the catch. So a perfect inning for Garrett Stallings. We can discuss more on Hubbard in a little bit as Stallings is up to 26 pitches, only needed 9 for that perfect frame. We're on to the bottom of the second here at Prince George's Stadium. Bowie and Harrisburg are scoreless. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. We're currently in a weather delay and we'll pass along updates when we can. But for now, please continue to enjoy this trip down memory lane as we replay portions of the Bay Sox 11th no-hitter in franchise history. Garrett Stallings and Morgan McSweeney in Game 1 of a doubleheader against the Harrisburg Senators on May 8th, 2022.
So we head to the top of the fourth inning. We've got no score. Back to work, Garrett Stallings, and he delivers, and a swing and a lifted fly foul out of play left side for the switch hitting catcher, Taylor Gishu, who had such a big game Tuesday night in an exciting ball game. A 6-5 Harrisburg win in the series opener. Pitch and a changeup popped him up behind third. Westberg backpedaling near the line, and the shallow outfield grass makes the catch, and Gishu retired, one down. And now Wilson Garcia, who's 5-for-12 with a homer in this series, will stand in. Garcia, another veteran, well-traveled ball player. And we thought he would be a former Bowie Bay Sox, but it didn't work out that way. Garcia formerly in the Orioles system. Pitch and a fastball off the inside as he lifts his hands up and watches it run underneath in the count 1-0. In 2018, Garcia had a huge year as he takes a changeup up and away ball two. And he was with a high A affiliate of the Orioles, the Frederick Keys. He hit 295 with 23 homers as he takes a changeup strike. And the count is 2-1. He was 24 years old at the time, so a little bit elevated in age. Pitch, fastball, ooh, just did miss. At the knees, near the outside corner, very close, with a count 3-1. Right, he would sign with the Indians, now the Guardians, in the offseason. 3-1 coming. And a slider in on his hands, and he fouls it away off to the left side. Nice pitch, kind of a cutting offering on a 3-1 delivery. And the count is run full. So Garcia first played in this Eastern League at the AA level in Akron in 2019. The count 3-2, the wind and the pitch. Swing and a soft liner up the middle, there to make the catch, just a bit to his right. The Bowie shortstop in Gunnar Henderson. So a soft line drive out, and there's two down, and really a good job there by Stallings. You fall behind a talented power hitter 3-1. He threw him a little cutting breaking ball in on his hands, and then gets soft contact on the 3-2 pitch of the out. As here's K.J. Harrison, and the pitch. Change up and a big swing and a miss. Strike one. No score, top of the fourth inning. Two outs, nobody on. Stallings throws. And a ball lifted into the air, shallow center. Coming in on it, Haskins still coming. Slides, and he makes the catch. A fine play by Haskins. And with it, the inning is over. It's a pitcher's duel on a chilly Sunday afternoon in Bowie as we go to the bottom of the fourth inning of Game 1 in this seven-inning game. No score. The Bay Sox at Harrisburg on the Bay Sox Baseball Network.
You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. We're currently in a weather delay and we'll pass along updates when we can. But for now, please continue to enjoy this trip down memory lane as we replay portions of the Bay Sox 11th no-hitter in franchise history. Garrett Stallings and Morgan McSweeney in Game 1 of a doubleheader against the Harrisburg Senators on May 8th, 2022.
So we head to the top of the fifth inning. It's been a strong start for the right-hander Garrett Stallings as Bowie has a 1-0 lead. Mitch Longo, left-handed hitter, will stand in for Harrisburg. And Stallings has thrown just 48 pitches through four scoreless and hitless innings as he delivers. And a slow breaking ball. And it just missed, maybe a little bit low, very close. And the count, one ball and no strikes. Longo struck out swinging in the second. The pitch, and it's off speed and in there. He threw the same pitch, this time right over the heart of the plate. And the count is now 1-1. As a swing, and Longo lost the bat, and it goes flying in behind him. So Mitch Longo was the MAC Player of the Year, the MAC, after a huge sophomore season at Ohio University. He has really bounced around organizationally in the last few years. He was in Akron in 2019, Biloxi at the AA level last year. Pitch coming. Swing at a soft ground ball foul up the first baseline. And he also played 20 games in AAA Nashville last year. A veteran left-handed hitter. The 1-2 coming. Change up, hit in the air, shallow right, standing and waiting, Zach Watson. Now in a bit, he'll make the catch, and one retired it. You know, one thing, you know, we talked a little bit about it before, Matt, that last year, Stallings, the fly ball rate, especially when he was at Aberdeen, he gave up a lot of home runs. Here today, you're seeing that changeup is getting a lot of soft air contact.
And that's something that I was hoping to see from the get-go. I brought it up a little bit briefly in the pregame show, is that he still does give up a lot of fly balls, but just needs to keep the changeup low.
As Hubbard now batting, takes off the outside, and they count 1-1 and no strikes.
Because he did give up 2 home runs in that Richmond start, looking a little bit similar to his 2021, but he's rebounded nicely today.
He throws, and a changeup tap foul right at the plate. And the count 1-1. So this is that second time through the order. And you can tell that Stallings is throwing a lower percentage of fastballs this second time through. And if there's one thing that stands out about why Stallings is such an effective pitcher, it is the fact that he can control so much of his repertoire so often. He doesn't just have to go out there and throw 80% heaters. As the right-hander's into the wind, and now the 1-1 coming. And there's a fastball, but it's off the outside. And the count is 2-1 to Dondre Hubbard. Played at NAI baseball, that level collegially. As he swings and lines it to short, one-hop gloving Anderson on to first in time. Hubbard retired. And now 2 down in this fifth inning. And Jack Dunn will come to the plate. Bowie ahead 1-0. In the top of the fifth. Jack Dunn will stand in, a product of Northwestern. He was a Big Ten ball player collegiately. You know what happened, Matt? Not far from here a few weeks ago to Northwestern's baseball program. Here's the pitch. And a fastball strike on the outer half. Nothing and one. How about those Maryland Terps? They threw a perfect game against Northwestern. 0-1 coming. And it's up high in the count 1-1, the second in program history, and the first since 1959. What a year it's been for Maryland, as there's a tapper foul at the plate with an off-speed pitch, and the count is 1-2. You don't really see many Northwestern Wildcats, though, make it to the AA level. It has been a really nice career for this right-handed hitting center fielder, Jack Dunn. The wind of the 1-2 coming. Reaching swing, tapper up the third baseline, but foul. That would have been a really tough play. Dunn runs well. Had it been fair, I don't think Bowie would have had a chance at him. The count 1-2 here. Now Stallings has walked 2. He struck out 2 in the game. The wind of the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him. He threw him a slider away, and Dunn took a weak one-handed cut at it, and the inning is over. So we go to the bottom of the fifth inning, 1-0. Bowie leads on the Bay Sox Baseball Network.
You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. We're currently in a weather delay, and we'll pass along updates when we can. But for now, please continue to enjoy this trip down memory lane as we replay portions of the Bay Sox 11th no-hitter in franchise history. Garrett Stallings and Morgan McSweeney in Game 1 of a doubleheader against the Harrisburg Senators on May 8th, 2022.
we head to the sixth inning of this seven-inning game. 1-0 Bowie leads. And with the call in the sixth, here's Matt Sabatis.
Garrett Stallings has put together an incredible performance so far this afternoon. And the first pitch home is fouled off to the left side by Jackson Clough. It's 0-1 to open. Clough walked his first time up. That was back in the third inning. He's the most recent base runner for Harrisburg this afternoon. The 0-1. Misses down a curveball, and the count goes even at a ball and a strike. It'll be 9-1-2 due up for the Senators in this frame after Clough, Jackson Flores, then Jake Alou, lefty, righty, lefty. Here's the 1-1. Clough flares it foul again over to the left side, and the count goes to 1-2. Right-hander Alex Manoa is warming in the bullpen for Harrisburg, so it looks like the day might finally be done on Evan Lee. As Stallings winds and deals the 1-2 to Clough. Just fisted foul behind home plate. That one will touch down just at the edge of the upper bowl. I said Alec Manoa. That's the reliever in the Toronto system for the Jays. I'm thinking Eric Manoa. The 1-2 misses inside a fastball, and the count goes even at 2. See, you get so many of these names together, and it's such a unique name, like Manoa. You don't think too much about it. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. Pumped the changeup on the upper outside corner. That's the fourth strikeout for Stallings. One away here in the sixth inning. Again, very big note throughout today's game, as Stallings has now worked one out into the sixth of a seven-inning game. No hits across the board for Harrisburg. Here's Jackson Flores, first pitch. Breaking ball misses down, and the count starts out at 1-0. Flores on the day is grounded out twice, once to third and once back to the pitcher's mound very weakly. Third base is pinched in. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Slider swung on just a piece. Got a little bit of it as it rolls behind the plate, and the count goes even at a ball and a strike. Bases empty, one away here in the top of the sixth inning. Again, a seven-inning game as Bowie leads 1-0. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Flores rips it the other way up the line and foul. That one was close, but it just sliced a little bit too much for the right-hander to be comfortable with, and the count goes to 1-2. Stallings looking calm, cool, and collected on the mound, but time called just as he had stepped back to start winding. Flores had taking his time to get back into the box after the foul. The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him. Spun the slider way too far outside as it kicks up some dirt in the other batter's box. Flores had no chance. Stallings has his fifth strikeout, three of them coming in succession now, and it turns to Jake Alou with two outs here in the sixth inning. Here's the first pitch. Called a strike. Lower outside corner. Count opens up at 0-1. Infield plays hard for the lefty to pull, and he grounds it over to the right side. It's picked by Joey Ortiz at the shoe tops. He has time to glove, hold, look at it, and then flip over to first. The inning is over. Through six, Garrett Stallings has not allowed a hit this afternoon at Prince George's Stadium. We go to the bottom of the frame as the Bay Sox lead 1-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. We're currently in a weather delay and we'll pass along updates when we can. But for now, please continue to enjoy this trip down memory lane as we replay portions of the Bay Sox 11th no-hitter in franchise history. Garrett Stallings and Morgan McSweeney in Game 1 of a doubleheader against the Harrisburg Senators on May 8th, 2022.
We're on to the bottom of the sixth here at Prince George's Stadium. Bowie could use a little bit of insurance. The way their pitching staff has been working, it might not be necessary, but it would be helpful now as they lead 1-0. Matt Sabatis and Adam Pohl with you for game one of this doubleheader as the Senators will go with a new hurler on the mound. It'll be Eric Manoa Jr. taking over for his first appearance with the Sens this season. The line on Evan Lee is closed. It was a very good outing, but it is in line for a loss.
He tossed five innings, gave up only two hits and one run. He struck out eight total batters, which is a season's high for him, nearly doubling his previous. He walked two, though, which did actually come back to haunt him a little bit. Didn't give up any home runs.
And Manoah is in, pitching for the first time here at the AA level this year, at a 6.75 ERA in three AAA outings in Rochester.
He faces off at the top of the Bay Sox lineup and Hudson Haskin to open. It's Haskin, Gunnar Henderson, then Jordan Westberg. First pitch, right-hander swings through a high fastball. Count opens up at nothing and one. Haskin is 0 for 2 on the day. He struck out looking in the fourth, grounded out to the shortstop in the first. Here's the next pitch. Fouled off right side. The count goes to nothing and two. So Manoah's only trouble with AAA Rochester came in his first start. He gave up two runs, both earned, to the Phillies affiliate. That's Lehigh Valley. Struck out a batter and then finished with two scoreless outings. Here's the 0-2 from the right-hander. Swinging a hard grounder right to third, but bobbled by Alou. Off the wrist, but he has time to recover and gets it over to first with just a brief moment to spare for the out.
Of course, the big story of this game right now is the number in the hit column for Harrisburg, as we've spoken to the Bay Sox. Garrett Stallings, six no-hit innings. And a right-hander, Morgan McSwinney, is up in the pen, so there's a chance Stallings' afternoon may be done, three outs away from a no-no.
He is around 70 pitches, don't have the exact number on hand, but he's up there. As McSwinney is coming off of consecutive scoreless outings, we can tell you more about it in a second. And before we get the first pitch to Gunnar Henderson, an auto ball is issued, as Manoah did not get set on the mound in time, so the count starts out at 1-0 on Henderson before he sees a pitch. They play him heavily to pull. When his last time to the plate, he shot it the other way. Here's the 1-0. He watches down. Count goes to 2-0.
Yeah, an auto ball is the new form of the term AB.
I made a joke during the Richmond series. It sounds like something out of the Jetsons. Here's the 2-0. Swing and a miss on a curveball down, and the count goes to 2-1 on auto ball. It sounds futuristic, something. Like some sort of interesting device, I'm not sure. Bases empty, one away here in the bottom of the sixth inning. The 2-1 pitch misses wide, and the count goes to 3-1 on Henderson. It was good to see Henderson get back onto the column, too, because it came down to the last possible moment for him to extend his on-base streak in Thursday's game, the 3-1, fouled off left side, and the count fills. Because he actually drew another auto ball when it was the ninth inning. He was 0 for 4 to start. And on a full count, he drew an auto ball for ball 4. That extended his on-base streak.
How about that?
Take it however you can get it. The payoff pitch is grounded up the middle into center field, a base hit. Another multi-hit day for Gunnar Henderson. For him, it's his sixth this season. A pair of singles here consisting of two of Bowie's three hits. And now they've got a runner on with one out in the sixth.
I guess Gunner's just so imposing at the plate that pitchers take more than 18 seconds to come home with it often.
Yeah, he's in, he's ready to go, and I guess some of these pitchers there are a little slow to the punch. But Manoah, he should be fine with it. He's already made three appearances under the new pitch clock rules. Here's Jordan Westberg, first pitch called a strike, breaking ball down. Count starts out at nothing and one.
Yeah, you'd think the propensity of the auto ball will diminish over time.
So Manoah, the right-hander, winds and deals, swing and a miss on a breaking ball down again from Westberg, and the count goes to nothing and two.
It's interesting, if you want to run here, remember that Henderson stole second with Westberg batting his last time up. That was a big, big base in the game.
Here's the 0-2. Henderson stays put as the pitch is fouled off back to the screen. Count holds. Well, I got Eric Manoah mixed up with Alec, and it's understandable why. Eric's actually his older brother. Probably should have, you know, put two and two together on there with a unique last name like that, but it took me a while. I'm focused on other things, more specifically what Bowie's pitching is doing today. A little toss back to first base. Gunnar Henderson gets in safely. He wasn't taking too hefty of a lead. It is interesting that he stole a base against the left-handed pitcher, but has a conservative lead against the right-handed pitcher.
And he stole it standing. Yeah. He didn't even have to slide. Really incredible.
0-2, runner at first, one away. There he goes. Pitch home is a curveball high for a ball. Throw to second is offline into center field. Henderson doesn't go anywhere else, though. He's content with the steal. His second of the day, his ninth of the season to lead the squad.
You know, it's one thing to be fast, Matt, but it's different to be able to get a good jump. And Gunner has got an outstanding jump in each of his times running. And it puts a lot of pressure on a pitcher now to have a runner in scoring position in such a tight ball game.
He's got a very keen eye. He can really pick up on some of those little bits that a pitcher has that tells you which way he's going, either to the plate or back to the bag. Here's the 1-2. Misses high again to Westberg. So back-to-back pitches high. Runs the count even.
And you don't think of Gunner as this major speedster, but here he is. He's got 9 of Bowie's 20 stolen bases this year.
2-2 to Westberg, swinging a bouncer foul, third base side, so the count evens, or stays even, rather. Westberg this season, his numbers used to be much, much better when hitting with runners in scoring position. You go back a few days toward the end of the Richmond series, he was batting around 250, but right now he's only at 222, 9 of his 13 runs driven in. Still a big chance here with a 2-2 count and a runner at second and only one gone. Right side of the infield plays in just a tad as the 2-2 pitch is popped up right side, foul ground, ranging on it Harrison, but it will get out of play. We'll do it once more as this plate appearance draws on for what will be a 7th pitch.
Still 5 homers, 13 driven in, and just 22.
Well, thank you so much for sticking with us as we welcome you back into Prince George's Stadium here as we've been sitting through a rain delay here at the ballpark in Bowie. We do have an update for you. Alongside Andre Magaro, I'm Matt Sabatis to let you know that today's game has been called early due to rain. Your final score tonight, Altoona 6, Bowie 4. And, you know, with the game ending early, officially through 5 1/3 innings, I guess. It means it's time for Bay Sox postgame.
It's now time for Bay Sox postgame. Let's head back to the ballpark.
Well, an early call here from Prince George's Stadium tonight. The weather playing a factor, and slightly after going into a delay. Game is called between the Bowie Bay Sox and the Altoona Curve, an official game that the Curve take over Bowie by a 6-4 final. Welcome in, everybody, to Bay Sox postgame. Andre Magaro here with you. Take you through how this one went down and take a look around the rest of the minor leagues in the Eastern League as well as the rest of the Orioles system and get you set for tomorrow's series finale between these two sides. A little bit of everything this week. Wild comebacks, a no-hitter, and now a rain-shortened affair between Bowie and Altoona. We'll take you through how it went down. It was a late start time, 6:39 p.m. Eastern time, that got us underway, but it was a quick start for Altoona. Against right-handed starter Houston Roth on the mound for Bowie, it was Leover Pagero that led off the game for Altoona. He's been hitting in that leadoff spot throughout most of the season, and he has had quite the impact. On the third pitch of the game, he launched a solo home run to get the scoring started for Altoona. He was followed up by a double by Lolo Sanchez. So greeted Roth with a lot of early hard contact, and Sanchez would eventually come around to score as well as Altoona would plate two in the top half of the first.
Nope. 1-2 pitch. High bouncer up the middle and a tough play. Servideo is able to glove it. He's going to throw home as the runner tries to round from third. In comes the tag, but it's late. Too far up the line. And a throw to third to try and get the runner moving from second to third on the back end, but it's too late as well. Now Tuna takes a 2-0 lead.
Was an RBI infield single as it was scored for Drew Maggi on a tough play for Anthony Servideo. Good range, just couldn't quite get the throw home in time as Sanchez had broke and was able to score from second base after the double. So Altoona took an early 2-0 lead. And the hole would get a little bit deeper for the Bay Sox in the top half of the second inning as Houston Roth struggled to find that A1 stuff tonight. Pagero came up again after a leadoff walk, or a one-out walk, excuse me, to Dylan Shockley. And he continued to shock the Bay Sox this week.
First pitch, and Pagero cracks the next one into deep center field. He might have another. Williams runs back, warning track, leaps at the wall. It's off the top of the wall and bounces over. Two home run game for Leover Pagero. Took him 4 total pitches to make it 4-0 Altoona.
Pagero is now 11 for 21 in the series. He has 2 home runs, 5 doubles, and 8 driven in. He's making a strong case Friday Eastern League Player of the Week award. Still one game to go this week, but boy, has he had a series against the Bay Sox. It was an early 4-0 hole for Bowie, but look, they continued to show that fight to battle back, and tonight was no exception. And they got a run back in the bottom of the second inning after opener Braden Ogle took the first frame and kept the Bay Sox off the board. Right-hander Justin Mice came in, and he was greeted with a lot of hard contact. Dante Williams, who had a lot of good plate appearances here tonight, all three of them to be exact, he walked to lead off that bottom half of the second inning. Billy Cook then singled. That set the stage for Randy Florentino, and he had an opportunity, despite his slump, to get Bowie on the board.
The 0-1 pitch is golfed out towards shallow left. Gorski sprinting toward the line. He makes the catch. Has his momentum taken the other direction. Williams will tag and score. Ball scoots away, and Billy Cook will advance to second base. Sacrifice fly just into foul territory by Randy Florentino. His second RBI makes it 4-1.
So Williams would come home to score on that play, make it a 4-1 game. Bay Sox would keep the bats going against Mice, but they just never got in the position to put up that crooked number through the middle innings of this game. A bloop double from Kobe Mayo led off the third inning, then back-to-back hits from Eston Kerstad and John Rhodes produced another run for the Bay Sox.
Last of the reading nights at the ballpark. First pitch to Rhodes is grounded to right field for a base hit, and Mayo scores. It's a 4-2 game. They go back to second, and they nail Kerstad. He took a massive round of second, and that takes away a massive opportunity for Bowie.
It was just those little moments of the game for the Bay Sox. As you hear there, Rhodes gets the RBI single. Eston Kerstad then could have gone in as a tying run, but he gets thrown out at second base. Bowie would get another base runner on in that frame with another walk to Dante Williams. Could have had the bases loaded for Billy Cook, but they were unable to do so in that frame. Cook would eventually strike out in that frame, and that would blow an opportunity for Bowie in the third inning. Bay Sox would also threaten and run into an out-at-home plate in the fourth inning after the double from Anthony Servideo with one out. Meanwhile, Altoona would continue to inch their way back and get another comfortable lead. It wound up being a huge insurance run for Henry Davis as he came up against the Bay Sox bullpen after the four frames from Houston Roth against Connor Loprich, who had not allowed an earned run all season. It was power on power against one of the best hitters in AA, against one of the best arms in AA. And unfortunately for Bowie, Davis won out on this occasion. John Rhodes jogging all the way back, watches it hit off the sponsorship boards down the left field line. It's a home run for Henry Davis. First earned run surrendered this season by Connor Loprich. Davis' 10th of the season. And Altoona up 5-2. Davis got that one down the left field line. He hit it a mile high, but it just cleared down and left to give Altoona a 5-2 lead, which would wind up being a big one in the grand scheme of things. Wouldn't exactly clinch them the game, but it gave them some cover as Bowie would get two back in the bottom half of the fifth. That's when the skies started to open and the rain started to come down against Justin Mice and those Altoona curve in the field. But Bowie will continue to add on offensively. One out double from John Rhodes. Then a single from T.T. Bowens would put two in scoring position for Billy Cook. And man, he has a love swing in the bat at Prince George's Stadium as of late. Both of his plate appearances tonight have come against the right-hander as Cook continues to heat up, particularly here at Prince George's Stadium. And he swats this one into left center field. It's going to split the gap. Roll all the way to the wall. Rhodes scores. Getting towards third is Bowens. They're giving him the wave. The relay throw in comes to Peguero. Throw home is not in time. Two-run double for Billy Cook. He continues to heat up. Bowie's back within one. It's 5-4. Two RBI for Cook after his two-run homer last night. And if you go back to the Erie series, man, he is having the extra base power at Prince George's Stadium. And those two RBIs tonight made it a one-run game. But then Randy Florentino would ground out. That would end the inning. And the rain would continue to fall. A lot of people were presuming that the game would have been called in that fifth inning. But they go out, try to play the top of the sixth. Doesn't really go all that well. Bowie makes a pair of errors on the infield. There's some wild pitches involved that bring a run home. And a 3-0 to Leover Peguero nearly buzzed his head on a fastball from Connor Loprich, who slipped on the landing spot. And at that point, there was just one too many slippages for the umpiring crew. They called the game into a delay. And as the rain continues to fall thick and fast here in Bowie, that was enough for them to call the contest. So your final lines, Altoona, 6 runs on 7 hits, 1 error. Bowie, 4 runs on 9 hits with an error. it was an interesting situation to see who would get the win for Altoona, because Braden Ogle, the opener, only went one frame. It does go to Justin Mice, who threw the other frames. It makes sense, as Altoona never had another arm enter the game. Mice moves to 1-3 on the season. His first win, ironically, after being all year in the curve rotation. It comes in a relief outing where he doesn't go five frames, but is able to get the win for Bowie. Houston Roth gets a loss. He drops to 0-2. And a game that took 2 hours, 15 minutes to complete when you factor in the time of the delay. No announced attendance tonight didn't get that far, as most of them were flocking towards the exits after the rain began to fall. Bowie drops to 11-25 on the season. Altoona back at 500 at 18-18. We're going to step aside on Bay Sox postgame when we come back. We'll take a look at the rest of the action around the Eastern League, the Orioles system, and get you set for tomorrow's series finale. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold, WNAV.
So, you drive a European model car. You like the design, smooth ride, and trendy technology. But when it comes to service, where do you go? It's time to try Tritech. That's Tritech Automotive on Hudson Street in Annapolis. The ASE-certified team at Tritech handles all models, but their special focus is European. And now, Tritech offers Saturday service by appointment. You can even make your appointment online at TritechAuto.net. For superior automotive performance, try Tritech. 410-224-4300.
Hi guys, it's Mark with Monument Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 202-908-5555. That's 202-908-5555. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Monument Medical Clinic now to qualify. 202-908-5555.
Back here at Prince George's Stadium for Bay Sox postgame, Bowie falls tonight in a rain-shortened contest, 6-4, to the Altoona Curve. Let's take a look around the rest of the Eastern League and see what's going on. This isn't the only game affected by weather. There were two postponements tonight around the league as New Hampshire and Binghamton are rained out in New Hampshire. The Fisher Cats 19-17 on the season, Binghamton 16-20. Makeup of that game's tomorrow, so they have to play two on a getaway day. Tough one for those two sides, as they'll look to get through that tomorrow. It's also the case for Hartford and Portland, as the Yard Goats were hosting the Sea Dogs. Their game affected by weather and rained out as well. The fireworks have started here at Prince George's Stadium, still able to perform them throughout the weather, and there is a handful of fans on the concourse, credit to them, who have stayed underneath the canopy of the suite area and are now taking in some awesome fireworks throughout. So credit to them for sticking it out through the delay. They get their fireworks show here in front of us. Some final scores around the league. Richmond takes down Akron 6-4 tonight. They move back to 19-18, even with the Rubber Ducks in the Southwest Division after their 6-4 victory. Bottom of the eighth inning right now, Somerset trails Reading 6-5 as the Fightins looking for a big win on the road against the second-place Patriots. Harrisburg and Erie right now on City Island are in the top of the fifth, and the Senators with a 6-run bottom of the second ahead of the Seawolves 7-5 right now as it stands. Taking a look at the scores around the rest of the Orioles system. Well, it was an interesting one for Baltimore today in the major league ranks. They came back to win 6-5 in extra innings. Five solid frames for Grayson Rodriguez. Two earned runs allowed, but a come-from-behind victory for the Orioles in extras. A 3-for-5 day at the DH spot for Ryan O'Hearn, who had the big go-ahead blast. Four RBIs and a home run for him on the evening. Shootout right now at AAA between Norfolk and Syracuse. The Tides lead 11-7. 2-2 day for Connor Norby. He has two doubles to his name in the leadoff spot. Three RBIs as well for Lewin Diaz, who's 1-for-3 with a 3-run home run as it stands there. Norfolk hoping to hang on and move to 31-12 on the season. At the high A level, the Aberdeen Ironbirds, 16-19 on the season. They're up 9-4 right now against Winston-Salem in the seventh inning. Jackson Holliday, are you even surprised anymore? 2-for-4 with a double and a home run. It was a solo blast. Also, five RBIs for Adam Retzbach doing the catching tonight towards the bottom third of the lineup for Aberdeen. Delmarva fell earlier in the day. They lost 3-2 in their contest, moved to 19-17 on the season as that one stands right now. Samuel Basayo was not in the lineup for Delmarva. But here at the AA level, the Bay Sox fall in a rain-shortened contest that ends in the top of the sixth inning. 6-4 over the Altoona curve. Bowie had a chance to get their third win of the week and go for a series win tomorrow. Instead, they'll have to settle to try to get a series split. And they have a good arm going on the mound to help make that happen. It's Justin Armbruster gets his second start of the week, second lowest ERA in the Eastern League at 1.54. He's only 1-1. He'll be hoping the bats can help him pick up win number two, and Bowie will be hoping that as well. It's a rematch of Tuesday's early pitcher's duel that Bowie took 4-3 in a walk-off, as the right-hander Jerry Jones is projected to get the ball for Altoona. He's 0-1 on the season with a 2.70 ERA. 1:05 p.m. first pitch means the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show at 12:45 to get it started before Matt Sabatis and myself, Andre Magaro, have the call for you, as we do for all Bay Sox home games. But for tonight from Prince George's Stadium, that does it. Bowie once again falls by a 6-4 final in a rain-shortened affair. For Matt Sabatis, I'm Andre Magaro, signing off from the ballpark in Bowie. Thank you for listening to this presentation of Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold, WNAV.
This broadcast of Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold, WNAV, has been brought to you by Patient First, Chesapeake Employers Insurance, DCA Imaging System, On the Green, and Royal Farms. Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on WNAV is also brought to you by Pest Now, Steamfitters Local 602, Plumbers Local 5, Smile Doctors, and Macaroni Kid. Also brought to you by Trinity Chimney Service, Luminous Health, Wyndham, Founder Legal Services, and Bally's. Join us next time for Bay Sox Baseball, exclusively on Capital Gold WNAV Annapolis.